Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Advanced Polymer Sealants. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you make your home your best home ever. To help you improve your happy place, your happy space, whether it's inside or out, we are here to give you a hand to serve as your guidance, your advisors, your coaches, because we know you can do it. And with us, you don't have to do it alone. So give us a call right now with those questions. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question to MoneyPit.com. Coming up on today's show, are you getting ready to rent your first apartment? Well, congrats. And by the way, it's a big step. It's exciting. It's terrifying, probably all at the same time. But you know, one of the scariest parts of that process is what happens early on, and that is signing that very first lease. So we're going to tell you what to look for to make sure you are protected.
And if you love gardening and landscaping, you might not think that there's much new to know about one of the most common landscaping tools, the shovel. Well, all shovels are not created equal. We're going to explain how they're made and how to spot a good one from a piece of junk.
And if you've noticed that your concrete sidewalks or steps or patios are showing signs of cracks, now would be a very good time to get those sealed up while the weather is nice and warm. We're going to have tips on how to repair them, what products to use, what products really stick, meaning you won't have to make the repair again and again and again. That's what we call a Groundhog Day repair, right? It just never stays around.
Right.
You have to keep repeating it. Well, we'll tell you what you need to know in just a bit.
But first, we really want to hear from you. What are you guys working on? What are your reno plans for the summer season? How can we help turn your money pit into the money pit of your dreams? Because, you know, it's a good term. I love my money pit. Everybody loves their money pit. You're just doing the work to make it the best you can be, and we're here to help. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Who's first?
Rena in Massachusetts is on the line, who's doing some painting projects. How can we help?
Hi. Well, I just bought a new house, and, well, it's new to me, but it's about, I don't know, 60 years old, 62?
Well, that's a new house because my house is twice as old as that. So I have a high standard for new versus old.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel better. Basically, I took down all there was the same vinyl wallpaper throughout the house. It's only 1,000 square feet.
Okay.
Yeah. It was quite an eyesore. So I took it down, and you can imagine there was never, the walls were never painted. And, you know, there was, you know, the walls are in fairly good condition. So spending so much time scrubbing and getting the glue off and all of that.
Yep.
Well, I had a family member help me. And he went ahead and painted the ceiling with, because we found out there was latex paint on it. So we got a bare ceiling paint, and he went around the perimeter of the ceiling and just went in and painted all around in the two bedrooms.
Is the paint on the wall or is the paint on the ceilings?
On both. Okay. I wasn't very clear about that.
Okay.
So just what he did, because then, of course, he rolled the middle part.
That's what we call cutting in. So you cut in with a brush, and then you roll the bigger sections, right? Okay.
Yes. So he did cut in, but he also cut over onto the wall. And I was told that the walls should be primed with oil primed to seal it and, you know, do two coats. And then, of course, I could do latex over that. But I was getting confused because I thought, oh, what about that top 2 inches now? Is
okay.
that going to be a problem right. going oil over the latex?
First of all, congratulations on getting the entire house stripped of vinyl wallpaper. I know that that was probably a really massive job. Now that you've done that, and aside from this question about this room or two that's already have the ceiling painted, what I would recommend is that you do use a primer. I would use like a Kills or similar,
mm-hmm.
and I would use,
okay.
and they have a latex-based and an oil-based. I would use the oil-based, or what's called solvent-based, because it just does a better job of covering up a historic surface like that. We don't know what that's been exposed to over the years. And whatever it is, it's just going to seal it in. It's going to stick really, really well. And then once that dries, you can use latex on top of that, which, of course, is a lot easier on the cleanup. Given that it's an older house, you want to pay careful attention to the sheen or the shine of the paint that you choose. Because the shinier the paint, the more defects you'll see in the walls. So if you use like anything that has any kind of sheen to it, like a semi-gloss, that would be a big mistake because you'll see all kinds of imperfections that you didn't know were there. So I would definitely use a flat paint, or at the most, maybe in the bathroom, I might use an eggshell, which has just got a tiny bit of sheen to it. And I would use the best quality paint that you can find. So Benjamin Moore or Sherwin-Williams, good top quality brands like that. And I think that if you prime them, you also find that the paint will go on easier. It will go on smoother. It will seek a nice even level. But if you try to just paint straight over those old walls without priming first, it's not going to be nearly as nice. You'll probably use a lot more paint as well. Now, to what you originally called about was whether you can go on top of, you know, that sort of small section of wall that was cut in. Yeah, I don't see an issue with that. And if the ceiling is okay, it's already done and it seems like it's holding up, then I would not repaint it. It's just that you're better off going forward to prime everything first. So I would mask off the ceiling, and then I would prime from the top corner all the way down, and then once that's all done and set and dry, then you can, you know, put whatever top coat you want over that, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Tom, so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with the project. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
All right. Brian in Illinois is tackling a perfect summer project working on a deck. What's going on?
We have a Trex deck that I installed 25 years ago.
Wow.
And it's on the north side of the house. I used all stainless steel fasteners. It is as perfect as the day it was put in. I have one problem, though.
Okay.
It likes to grow mold and mildew because it's on the north side of the house.
Yeah.
Is there something that I can do after I clean Trex in order to kind of prevent that from coming back?
There's two things that you can do. First of all, the number one enemy of mold, moss, mildew, and algae is sunlight. So if there's anything that you can do in terms of trim trees or let more sunlight get into that space, I know that may be virtually impossible. I don't know what your lot looks like, but that is a permanent fix. I can guarantee you that. Now, if you're looking for some recommendations on products that can keep it somewhat cleaner, there's a couple of ways you can go. There are a series of products that are very slow acting but effective, and you apply them usually every month or two, and essentially what they do is when the mold and the mildew starts to grow, it kills it, and when it gets killed, the rainfall then washes it off the surface and it kind of naturally keeps clean. So I'm talking about products like Spray and Forget, for example. The other way to go is with a deck cleaner cleaner. One that I've been using for a long time is Jomax, J-O-M-A-X. It's made by the Zinsser Company, and it's a product that you mix along with some bleach, and it's a very effective way of cleaning the deck. But if you get more light there, you're going to have less mold and moss and all of that stuff growing. If you want something that you can put on and just you don't mind the fact that it works slowly, or maybe you clean it once thoroughly and then you apply this a month later to kind of keep it from growing, then you can go with like a spray and forget or a wet and forget. But if you want to get it done, you know, one day, even quicker, you know, a couple of hours with a stiff broom and a good solution, then you can use the Jomax. Those are your options right there, Brian. And I'm glad to hear that the deck is standing up, because I tell you what, there's nothing that really goes wrong with it. 25 years, you know. I remember when they first built a seaside boardwalk near me. That boardwalk is at least that old, and it's been taken, you know, all of the punishment from the Atlantic Ocean for those years. The stuff really stands up.
It does. It was one of the best investments we've ever made in our home. Thank you so much. Appreciate your solution.
You got it. Take care now.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Let us know what you are working on, because we'd love to lend a hand to give you the home of your dreams. Give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Hey, are you ready to rent your first apartment? Well, that is very exciting. Congratulations. But it's also terrifying, especially when you have to sit down and sign that lease. I remember when my kids signed their first lease for apartments with college. I remember when I signed the lease, it was like one page. These leases now are like 20, 25, 30 pages long. I mean, it can really freak you out. We're going to share some tips, though, on how you can make sure you are protected when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com. Well, a couple of weeks back, I told you about my first experience with WildAlaskanCompany.com. It is a monthly delicious seafood membership. I got my first box, and it was totally awesome. And Leslie, I understand your fish have arrived.
Yeah, the box arrived, and it's full. I mean, so many options and so much salmon and whitefish. It was amazingly gigantic. I took the salmon and barbecued it. I made little pouches with foil, and I made a marinade, which I've had for years, this recipe. It's like ketchup and orange juice and Italian dressing. It sounds weird, but it like crystallized on the salmon, and it was so amazing. And you know what? There's so much. We're going to be grilling for at least a few weeks.
Ah, sounds amazing. It's easy to order. Just go to WildAlaskanCompany.com. Pick from three different monthly boxes. Change your preference and cancel at any time. Plus, Money Pit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter the promo code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's WildAlaskanCompany.com and enter MONEYPIT at checkout to save $25.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com. better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And the Money Pit is available 24/7 when you subscribe to the Money Pit podcast. Leslie, got some podcast news. We moved up by three slots to number 36 in the best home and garden of all time. That's in Denmark, by the way. We're number one in the USA, but, yeah, but we're heard in Denmark. We're number, what are we, we're 32 in Japan.
How cool is that?
Sweden, we're in the top 50. France, 55. Canada loves us, number 17 of three spots. But, yeah, we are number one in the United States all-time best home and garden podcast. Thank you for allowing us to share the show with you via podcast. And if you'd like to join us, if you enjoy listening to podcasts, we would love for you to subscribe on your favorite podcast site.
All right, now we've got Carolyn in Pennsylvania on the line who's doing some organizing and finding a stubborn cabinet odor. What's going on?
Well, yes, what we have is a cabinet in our kitchen. It is underneath our countertop. We have a granite countertop, and it's our Lazy Susan. It's the cabinet in the corner. And yep. About a year and a half ago, we had moved temporarily out of state for my husband's job. And apparently I might have, right before leaving, cleaned a dish and put it in that cabinet, and maybe I'm assuming it wasn't completely dry all the way.
Okay.
And then when we returned from our 3 months away, lo and behold, every time we'd, you know, come into the kitchen, my husband said, there's some kind of a smell here. He could, okay. And then we ended up opening this cabinet, and lo and behold, there was a little green just haze on, and it was mold inside the cabinet. We were like, oh. And so I had my head in that cabinet for at least 3 days cleaning it with bleach water and, you know, the whole nine yards. So there's no more mold in it, but there's still this sort of lingering kind of a musty smell.
And when you close that cabinet up, you know, if you have some humidity, it's going to react and you'll get that kind of musty odor. Plus, I'm sure you are like hypersensitive to it as well right now, having gone through that entire process. One of the areas that you might want to check is the kickboard. So that's the area underneath the cabinet, and I'll tell you a way that you can do that. If you take a mirror like you might have like on a makeup compact, hold it on top of the floor with the mirror facing up, and then use like a flashlight aimed at that mirror, you will see the underside of the kickboard without having to like put your face on the floor.
Oh, I feel like it's going to be gross under there.
Yeah. Sometimes you will get some of that mold or that moss, which will actually grow on the underside of the kickboard, and you'll never see it unless you're looking for it. And that could be the entire source of the odor that you're smelling right now. It's actually fairly common, because if you think about it, you know, you're slashing water around the floor when you mop it, and there's a lot of dirt and dust that comes off your feet, and that's what the kickboard's for, right? It's where you stick your feet under as you're working on that countertop. So it's actually a tricky spot that you could find some of that growth. And I might take a look right there. And the other thing that you might want to do, since you cleaned all that out and the cabinet, I presume, is like super, super dry, I wouldn't be hesitant about applying a clear finish into the inside of that, just for the purposes of sealing it in. I might use like a latex polyurethane, clear polyurethane, just to give it some sort of a sealant, or even prime it with a product like Kills that will seal in anything that might be coming off of that material. You know, if you were to have a fire and you had some smoke damage, if you put a primer on it, that's what they do to seal that in. So I'm just thinking that it might be an option to seal in some of the odors that you may still be smelling from that cabinet. Of course, it's going to smell like paint for a few days, but you know that will eventually wear away. But do a little further investigation to see if there might be some spots where you missed some of that growth, and start with that.
Yeah, because of the inserts where the Lazy Susan, where it kind of turns around the turntables, in other words.
Yeah.
I kind of did my best, but yeah. And the kickboard. Well, thank you very much. That's great. Great idea.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thank you.
Well, if you're renting your first apartment, that is a very big step. It's exciting, it's terrifying, and it usually is both those things at the same time. And one of the most difficult parts is signing the lease. So it's really important to be sure that you don't miss out any important details before you sign your name on the dotted line.
Well, first, when you get the lease, you got to read it. Yes, all of it, every single line. You know, reading that lease is going to prevent you from getting stuck with unreasonable rules that you don't want to live with. And not only that, that first lease is negotiable. If you see problems, talk it through with your landlord. Often they're going to be willing to make reasonable changes to help you get moved in. And if they aren't willing to make those changes and the circumstances of the lease don't work for you, pick a different apartment. You don't want to get stuck. Next, you're going to want to take pictures of everything. When you move into your first apartment, you're going to be expected to pay a damage deposit. Now, ethical landlords are going to give that back to you if you don't cause damage to the apartment before you move out. Unfortunately, not every landlord is eager to turn over that deposit. So if you've got proof that says, this was when I moved in and this is now, that really helps your case to get that money back.
Absolutely. And you also want to be sure to document the way the apartment looks before you move in. So if there are any problems, you've got photographic evidence that it was not your fault. For a complete list of what to do and what not to do when renting your first apartment, check out 8 things you need to know before getting your first apartment on MoneyPit.com.
Charlie in Tennessee is on the line and looking to do some renovating at his money pit. How can we help you today?
I have a small kitchen that I'm trying to knock out the wall to increase space to make my kitchen and my dining room one big room. My dilemma is the fact that I don't know whether the wall that I'm knocking down is a load-bearing wall or not.
Well, step away from the project and don't knock it down just yet.
Okay, well, first of all, what kind of house do you have, Charlie? Is it a ranch? Is it a colonial? Describe it to us.
It's a wood frame home.
Okay, one story or two?
One story.
And the roof peaks in the middle, goes up from the front, goes up from the back, peaks in the middle?
Kind of, it's L-shaped.
Okay.
And where the wall would be pretty much right where the two meet.
Yeah, so you're in the middle there. You're not quite sure. And the dining room and the kitchen are side by side. Is it aligned front to back on the house, or is it aligned end to end, so to speak?
It would be that wall would be parallel for the front to back.
So it's aligned front to back. Okay. I would say that in most cases, that is a bearing wall. That it doesn't mean you're dead in the water. It just means it's a little more complicated for you to open this up. Because if it's a bearing wall, you have to support the structure while it's disassembled, and then you have to put a new beam in to carry that load in the new open plan design. It's not something that you would do yourself. It's not like, I don't want you to like, hey, I've never done home improvement, but today I'm thinking about tearing on a bearing wall. Bad idea, okay? So you need to know what you're doing, or get some people to help you to know what you're doing, or hire a pro and get a building permit. And basically the way it works is temporary walls are built on either side of the bearing wall, and this holds up the structure that they're supposed to be holding. Then the bearing wall is taken apart. The bearing wall is reconstructed, but now you would use a girder, and it could be a wood girder, it could be a metal girder, it could be a combination wood and metal girder that goes the whole span. It could be a girder that sits below the ceiling, or it could be a girder that's actually flush with the ceiling, so when it's all done, it's invisible. But one way or the other, you'll need this beam to carry the load above that. And then once it's all put it back together, you know, you're really not going to know that it's there. But you just got to do it right so that you don't damage your house in the process, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Charlie. Good luck with that project. Now put the saw down, okay?
No problem. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, as it turns out, all shovels are not created equal, and having the right shovel will make the job much quicker and easier. We're going to share next what you should be looking for.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. And get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Making good homes.
lives better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So, Leslie, I found some ants crawling on my bay window. I have a lot of plants on in our office on the bay window. And I took all the plants out. I said, all right, let me clean this all out, right? And I sprayed them with a pesticide. I got the little cracks around the window molding. I figured that's it. I said, well, let's put the plants outside. I watered them real good, let them sit outside in the sunshine. Now, I'm putting it all back together. And I go to separate the big plant I had from the clay tray, the clay pot, the bottom of it.
Right.
And as I did that, I discovered the nest. The nest wasn't outside the window. It was inside the house. They had nested between the clay pot and the dish underneath. It was a fully populated ant's nest. So they kind of went nuts when I did that. So I quickly put it back together, and now it's a permanent part of my patio.
Jeez Louise.
How about that?
I keep finding like a random ant here and there. And of course, you know, one night one was on my arm in my bed, and I was like, how did this get up here? Oh, it's terrible. All right, now we've got Dorothy in Wisconsin on the line, who has a Wizard of Oz-themed garden and needs some help with her characters. How exciting. Have they blown away many times? Is the house on the witch? What's going on?
Dorothy and my scarecrow have costumes on them, and they're made of cotton, I believe. And I'm looking for a product that is water-repellent and sun-resistant.
I'm not sure about the UV rating, but there are many products that are made for, you know, camping equipment, like tents and sleeping bags that you would spray on that makes the fabric water resistant. There's one called Kiwi Camp Dry, and it's a heavy-duty waterproofing spray. It's good for tents and boots. I just don't know if they're UV rated, but they definitely do keep things, clothing, water resistant.
Right. I'm trying to find a product that is also UV protectant.
You know what? If you head on over to the Trek website, and it's actually trek7.com, T-R-E-K-7.com. I just quickly popped over there, and I looked at their Aqua Armor product, and it says it's UV activated.
Oh, I thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you love to work in your yard, maybe plant a bush or a tree, or if you're building something, you know, part of that is digging a hole, and you're thinking, well, that's going to be the easiest part. But as it turns out, all shovels are not created equal, and having the right shovel will make the job much quicker and easier.
That's right. So let's start with the classic wooden-handled shovel that everyone probably has in their garage. Is it a good digging tool? Well, not really, and I'll tell you why. The wooden handle can split, and it can check, and it can develop cracks from the winter cold. And where the handle goes into the blade, it's usually held in by a single rivet, and that's a weak point. And the other weak point is that when you drive a wooden-handled shovel into the ground and you hit a rock or you go wedge it up, you can snap it right in half. Don't ask me how I know that. It's happened to me.
So what's the step up then from your basic wooden handled shovel?
Well, I think if you still got one of these old relics, it may be time to treat yourself to a fiberglass handled shovel. They're not subjected to rot or weathering. And unlike those wooden handles, they're not going to shrink. They're not going to expand with variations in humidity. They're also a lot less likely than the wooden handles to break as a result of impact. And if you're looking for really serious durability, you don't just want any fiberglass shovel. You want to make sure those handles are made of heavy, heavy fiberglass resin. And that most important part is the connection. The shovels have what's called a ferrule that's pressed down over the shovel to hold it on tight, and that's never going to fail. If you hit a root or you hit a rock, you can simply wedge it right out of the ground without breaking that handle.
All right. Now, lastly, let's talk about the blade, because there really are different blades on a shovel for different types of jobs.
Yeah, there's really just two types of blades, and they each have a distinct purpose, and it's easy to remember. You use a pointed shovel to dig holes and a square-bladed shovel to move material. So if you're digging, you want to use the point. And if you're moving dirt or moving stone, then you want to use a square blade. And I'll tell you, I went to actually a shovel making factory once, and it was really, really cool to see. And you know how when they have the shovels and they have sort of like a textured surface to them where they look a little bit worn before they're painted, sort of like a pebbly surface?
Yeah.
I was amazed at how they did that. They took the shovels after they were basically manufactured in these huge presses where they were, you know, they were basically
basically heated up and folded, and they put them in this big bin that looked like a cement mixer, and they spun them, and they banged against each other, and that's how they got that sort of patina-worn look. It was like shovels in a concrete truck. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Well, if you've noticed that your concrete sidewalks or steps or patio are showing signs of cracks, now would be a great time to get those sealed up while the weather is warm. We're going to have tips on what products really work so you don't have to make that repair again and again and again next. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com. Well, I just found my new favorite fishmonger, Leslie, and I got to tell you, it ain't a guy on a corner. It's WildAlaskanCompany.com. It's a monthly delicious seafood membership. I just got my first wild combo box, and it was chock full of 24 pieces of wild salmon and whitefish, every piece high quality and individually wrapped and frozen fresh, then delivered right to your door. It's some of the best seafood I've had, and it's easy to prepare. It's healthy and delicious, and Wild Alaskan Company promotes only sustainable seafood.
You know what? You are getting me so hungry. I can't wait to get my box. I'm going to go for the wild salmon box or maybe the wild whitefish box. Maybe I'll put it on the grill this weekend.
Yep, and it's easy to order. Just go to wildalaskancompany.com, pick from three different monthly boxes, change your preference, and cancel at any time. Plus, MoneyPit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter promo code MoneyPit at checkout. That's wildalaskancompany.com and enter MoneyPit at checkout to save $25.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com. Good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can subscribe to the Money Pit podcast wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Chartable ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. So if you enjoy podcasts, we'd love to have you enjoy ours. Check out the Money Pit Home Improvement podcast wherever you get your downloads.
Pam in Maryland, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Off of my master bedroom. It has a small deck out there. Apparently, the seal has broken. It's two pieces of glass that had some sort of, I don't know, some sort of thing inside of it, and it's now looking really milky. I'm wondering if I can replace it by getting another glass door, or can I replace the glass alone?
Okay, so what's happening is you have insulated glass, and that seal between the panes of glass is called swiggle. And when the swiggle fails, then moisture gets in there between the panes of glass, and then you get condensation, which is that white, milky, yucky appearance of the glass. Now, it impacts the energy efficiency, you know, in some way. But other than that, it's pretty much just cosmetic. And I say that because it's not an easy fix. You have to replace the sliding glass door or replace the glass, and it's probably less expensive to simply replace the door itself. You get a good quality Pella or Anderson sliding glass door there, and you're not going to have to worry about glass that fails for a very, very, very long time. And I think that that is probably the best way to attack that problem. Either live with it and accept the fact that it's going to be yucky looking, or replace it with a new, good quality slider.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project, Pam. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you've noticed that your concrete sidewalks, steps, or patio are showing signs of cracks, now would be a great time to get those sealed up while the weather is warm. It's easy to work outside, and the sealants you'll use flow very nicely into those cracks. Now, the goal here is to seal the crack to prevent further deterioration from water, which can cause it to get bigger. Step one, you got to clean out the crack from any loose concrete or dirt, and then use a chisel and hammer. You've got to widen that crack to a minimum of a quarter inch. Once you've done that, remove the loose material. You know, an easy way to do that is with a brush and a wet dry vac.
Now, once that's done, you'll need to choose your sealant. I always use the Quikrete polyurethane crack sealant. I do because it doesn't sag. It's also flexible, so as the seasons change, the sealant's going to expand and contract, and that's important because that will not let the water get past it, which is the whole point of the project. If the water gets past it, it's going to allow that concrete to freeze and expand. It'll freeze and expand in the concrete, I should say, and then it will reform the crack. The water's going to get through it. It'll do the same thing over and over again. And the other thing is it doesn't sag when you put it in vertical surfaces. There's nothing worse than trying to clean up that stuff when it drips out. Now, if you've got cracks that are over a half inch deep or a half inch wide, you want to do one extra step, and that is to add something called a backer rod. It's kind of like a foam rope. I think of it as a miniature pool noodle. It's that same sort of thing, but it's very, very narrow. It comes in different sizes. I think it starts around a half inch and goes up to maybe an inch or an inch and a half. And what you do is you push that into the crack first, and so it's below the surface where you want the sealant to end up. You know, you want to leave maybe a quarter inch or half inch depth for the sealant. And you just push that pool noodle kind of type of material down so it holds that caulk up higher. You know what I'm saying? And then when you go ahead and cut the nozzle on the polyurethane sealant, you cut it at an angle to match the width of the crack and load it into a standard caulk gun and start filling the crack. Now, I am about to do this exact same project on my house because between my garage main slab and the apron in front of it. So I have an asphalt driveway, then I have like a 3-foot concrete apron, then we have the garage. But the garage is just slightly higher, and there is a gap between that apron and the garage. And I'd say it's probably about 3/4 of an inch to an inch wide in some places, and it's pretty deep because it's like the full depth of the slab. So I just started to clean that all out. I cleaned it out kind of with a screwdriver and a wet dry vac and got it all cleaned out, letting it dry. Then I'm going to press the backer rod into that, and I'm going to flow the Quikrete polyurethane crack sealant right on top of that. And that should make it a nice even seal. And I won't get stuff that gets stuck down in it, because that's also what happens. You get, like, tree saplings and stuff will grow out of this because it gets stuck in that moist, damp space. So that's the way to seal those big cracks up, and you got to have the right product to make it work.
Yeah, and you know what? The Quikrete polyurethane crack sealant is going to be tack-free in about an hour. That's dependent on the temperature, the humidity, the crack depth. But, I mean, really, within an hour, you're going to find this to be tack-free, so that's going to help a lot with that. And Quikrete has a complete line of commercial-grade, environmentally friendly sealants and adhesives that are going to suit any concrete or masonry repair need that you've got. And they're available at home centers and lumber yards throughout the U.S.
They've got a great website, great videos with step-by-step instructions on all of the most common concrete projects. You can check that out at quikrete.com, Quikrete.com.
David in Mississippi is on the line with some cracks in the foundation. Tell us what's going on.
My house is 8 years old or 9 years old this year, but I got ceramic tile, and it keeps cracking my ceramic tile.
So we're talking about cracks in the floor, David?
Yes. I hadn't seen none in the walls or nothing. I just in the floors with ceramic tile. And it's in different rooms, too, so I know it's more than one crack. The only thing I can think is stress cracks from the concrete foundation.
Well, it may or it may not be. Now, when you put ceramic tile on a concrete floor like that, and especially in a large surface, there is an isolation membrane that works well to go down in between the concrete and the tile, and that helps to prevent the condition that you're seeing. Unfortunately, there's no easy fix for this. There's no inexpensive way to stop a floor from cracking if potentially it was installed improperly to begin with. The only general advice we can give you is to make sure you try to keep it as dry as possible down there, because moisture is going to make the slab move more.
Well, let me ask you a question. What if I took the ceramic tile up and put some hardwood floors in?
Well, you couldn't put solid hardwood floor because the moisture will cause it to warp. But what you could put in is engineered hardwood floor. And in fact, if you wanted to put engineered hardwood floor in, you don't really have to take the ceramic tile up. You can leave it down there and just go on top of it, because it's not connected to the floor. It pretty much rides. It's a floating floor. It rides right on that surface. You'd put down a very thin underlayment underneath it. It's a very thin foam-like underlayment, like maybe a quarter inch thick. Then the boards are snapped together, and they sit on top of that, and you just leave a gap at the edges of the room.
Okay, I sure appreciate it. I listen to y'all's show all the time. Sure appreciate all the information I get from y'all.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call anytime with your home repair, your home improvement question at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, when it comes to choosing materials for home improvements, building materials that need little to zero maintenance are definitely the preferred way to go. We'll answer some questions from the MONEY-PIT community about products that can do just that after this.
You live in a MONEY-PIT.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects. You're working inside, you're working outside. We're here to help you make your home its best ever self. So call us right now at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now, Bob posted a question here from Chicago, and he writes, we're planning to update the look of our home with new siding, but we want to select a low-maintenance, long-lasting material. Any suggestions?
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of choices in siding, obviously. In a lot of homes, when they were first constructed, you're using a material that was required a fair amount of maintenance. So wood siding, of course, requires the most maintenance. If you happen to have brick, that's great. But what if you could have a siding that was built with a masonry-like material that didn't rot and also didn't need paint nearly as much? And you could do that if you choose a product like Tando or a product like Hardy Plank. You know, a Hardy Plank is sort of a cementitious material, and because it's not organic, I love the fact that it holds paint like nothing else. I mean, my garage shop, which is sort of a shop studio workshop, my garage is sided with a Hardy shingle, which is like Hardy Plank's, like the stuff that looks like clapboard, and Hardy shingle looks like shingle. It's made by the James Hardy Company. And these shingles look just like the shingles that are on our 1886 house. So they have the wood shingle appearance. And when you see the home from the outside, you don't pick up, and sometimes I can pick up very clearly, hey, this looks completely different, even though the manufacturer says it looks like wood. Well, this actually really does. And I also like the fact, Leslie, that because they're not organic, they hold paint. So I'm not going to have to worry about painting this every 7 or 8 or 9 years. These shingles were put on probably 20 years ago, and the paint is not faded because they was painted at the factory as
it's
well.
It's like made into it, and it's on all sides.
Yep.
We have the Hardy shingles as well on our house, and I think we're approaching year 7 or 8 with them on the side. And
wow.
I did all of the AZEK trim.
Yep.
So I have not painted, done a thing except like power wash some areas that get like dirty. I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah, and the trim is a good point. So there's a lot of synthetic materials that are available today from companies like AZEK and Fipon, where this trim that used to be all wood and required a ton of maintenance. And by the way, that was a hard thing to paint. You get up on the ladder and paint
yeah.
your fascias and paint your soffit and paint your
and
trim.
Sometimes
and then
if the water got behind the fascia, it would rot out. I mean, it's just,
yep.
it's a host of problems. I will tell you, though, the carpenter bees are very confused around my house.
Yeah, I know, because they still think it's wood. But I remember, like, pulling a gutter down to make a minor repair, and then it turns into a major deal because
yeah.
you get the fascia off, you figure out that the roof rafter is rotted, and, you know, what should have been like a two-hour job becomes a two-day job. So there's just a lot of great choices today. I'm telling you, if you're going to do an exterior improvement, think about those materials. Think about the fiber cement products. Think about the synthetic trims. You know, think about the fiberglass doors. They look great. You can't tell that they're not wood. It just doesn't make sense to use anything else today because you're going to do this once. You're not going to have to worry about doing it again, probably for the life of the house.
Yeah, I mean, it really is worth it. So good luck with that project, Bob. It seems like a big one, but it's going to be awesome, and you'll be so happy.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thanks so much for taking a part of your day to listen to us. We hope that we've given you a few good ideas to get some projects done and avoid the perspiration that usually associates and the anxiety that associates trying to get into something new. You know, you can do it yourself, and we can help. If you've got questions, you can reach us 24/7 at 888 Money Pit, or always post your questions on our website at MoneyPit.com.
HomeFires.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Hospitals in Arizona have begun activating surge plans to increase their capacity for treating coronavirus patients.
Once you start to have every hospital full...
Dr. Lisa Goldberg is the emergency room director at Tucson Medical Center.
And you have a virus that is spiraling and spiraling with more and more people becoming positive and therefore at risk inherently of getting sick. It's always concerning because what do we do? Where do we put those patients?
Arizona health officials reported another 3,500-plus confirmed cases Saturday, attributing the number to both increased testing and community spread.
It's difficult when you're watching, you know, people on beaches, people in restaurants, everything open up as if nothing is wrong when you know exactly what this virus can do.
I'm Ben Thomas.
It's going to get a little more crowded on your next airplane flight.
American Airlines says come July 1st, it will no longer leave some of the middle seats open to allow for distancing among passengers, matching the policies of United Airlines and Spirit. American had been flying at 85% capacity and says it will allow customers to change flights at no extra cost if they object to a full flight. Rivals Delta, Southwest, and JetBlue are still blocking out some seats for social distancing. American's passengers will be asked to verify they don't have virus symptoms and will be required to wear a mask. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Democratic-controlled House on Friday approved a bill to make the District of Columbia the 51st state. D.C.'s population larger than those of Wyoming and Vermont. And the D.C. budget is larger than 12 states in the union. Action on the bill in the GOP-controlled Senate, though, is unlikely. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
A court gives a Russian computer hacker who facilitated a $20 million credit card fraud and ran sophisticated clearinghouse for international cyber criminals 9 years in prison.
Prosecutors say Alexei Burkov of St. Petersburg, Russia, ran a website called Direct Connection that was the most exclusive criminal forum on the web. People could only join the club if other cyber criminals vouched for them. The 9-year sentence was less than the 15-year maximum sought by prosecutors. Berkoff spent 4 years in an Israeli jail before being extradited to the U.S. last year. Russian officials fought to have Berkoff return to his home country. Keith Peters reporting.
French cosmetics giant L'Oreal says it will remove words like whitening, fair, light from all of its skin products following criticism of the company amid the global protests against racism. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Microsoft is shuttering nearly all of its physical stores around the
world.
Like
other retailers, the software and computing giant had to temporarily close all of its stores in late March due to the COVID-19 pandemic. According to its website, Microsoft has 83 stores worldwide, including 72 stores in the U.S. and several others abroad, where it showcases and sells laptops and other hardware. Friday's announcement reflects what the company calls a strategic change for its retail business as sales increasingly shift online. All employees will have the opportunity to remain with the company, Microsoft said. Patrick Frost reporting.
Amazon's buying self-driving technology company Zoox. The company says it envisions a future where people will request a ride on their phones and a car will pull up without a driver, but industry analysts are speculating the company will use Zoox technology to build an autonomous package delivery service. Check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Return your boring bath into a power shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Advanced Polymer Sealants. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of our show. If you've got a project you'd like to get done, if you want to work inside your house, outside your house, do you want to do something small, easy, and quick to spruce it up, or you want to take on a big project or plan for one in your future, we would love to help you do just that and make your home its best ever self. Call us right now so that we can get started. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, we all know that it's been a challenging time for so many things, and if you find yourself in a position where you were planning on selling your house through all this, we have some ideas that might be able to help. We're going to share some key improvements that need to get done first if you do plan to try to nail a quick sale at the highest possible price sometime this summer.
And this summer, most of us will be spending more time at home and enjoying our own outdoor spaces. And for do-it-yourselfers, there's more interest than ever in updating and maintaining your lawn. We're going to get expert tips to help from the team at Troy-Bilt, a company that's been around since 1927 when they invented the first gas-powered rototiller. And if you're a gardener, you're probably sure glad they did.
Oh, my gosh. I am so happy they did. I used a gas-powered rototiller to get rid of all kinds of ivy that was attacking sort of the back of our yard or along its sort of perimeter, and I cannot imagine ever having to do that job without that machine. So thank you very much, Troy-Bilt. We will find out more about their lawn and garden tips in just a bit. Another thing that's happening now, because we've had so much rain, is we're getting more and more calls about wet basements and wet crawl spaces. They are a problem throughout the United States in pretty much every climate, but while most folks think that fixing them is an expensive and a complicated process, it is not. We will give you the easy fix in just a bit.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. What are you working on? What are your plans? And how can we help you? Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question now, and you'll get the answer. Plus, today, you're going to get a chance at winning the QuickCrete Walkmaker. It's an easy and affordable way to add a beautiful, durable concrete walkway or patio to your home.
So give us a call right now. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Craig in Rhode Island's online and he needs some help with a bathroom makeover. What are you working on?
Well, actually, my second bathroom in my master, it's kind of old. It has a Simmons water mixer, shut-off valve. And actually, I'm looking to replace it. It's cracked, has some issues. But I can't get behind the shower to open the wall up to replace it because it's actually adjacent to my first bathroom shower. It's a fiberglass one-piece pop-in. My first thought is take the insert out, tile it, but then I have to put a shower pan in. You know, I have to do a lot more extra work and money. And then I heard possibly cutting the hole bigger, and they have bigger back plates. But, I mean, I don't want it to look awkward as well, you know?
So what exactly is wrong with the valve you have there now?
Well, see, I don't think the mixing valve, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But the plate, the shutoff valve, it's cracked. I also have well water. I know it's been taking a toll on the pipes. The home's 20 years old. I'm pretty sure it's original to the home as well. I've only owned it for about coming up on 2 years now. And
So you basically are telling me that it's a cosmetic piece?
It is. It is, but I'm redoing the bathroom, and I want to update the fixtures. So, you know, and like I said, it's kind of your typical apartment Simmons, you know, very like a chrome, you know, the kind of cheap chrome finish.
Well, look, you have the most impossible scenario because you have back-to-back plumbing walls. And typically, you know, they design bathrooms so that, like, one side of the wall is like a closet, you know, where you could go and tear out the back wall, and then you could get to the valves. But in your case, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, because you either have to take apart the fiberglass shower or you got to take apart the shower that's basically getting you started here. And I don't really have a good solution for you. I mean, I was asking you about the existing valves because I was wondering if maybe sometimes plumbers can rebuild all the working parts of that from the action side, you know, from the inside, and maybe pick up some additional, you know, faucets that will look like they'll work in there. I mean, I wouldn't go to the tear out without at least exploring that. I mean, I for example, recently had a new shower valve that had to really be replaced, and it turned out that the valves were plastic inside. Some of the valve components were plastic, the seats, and we tore them out and we replaced them with brass, and we were able to find those at a plumbing supply store. And so I didn't have to actually replace the faucet.
My next step is going to I'm going to go to a plumbing supply and see if they just have a updated kind of updated Simmons where I could keep that valve in and everything's kind of good, you know, pieced together as well.
Right. I think that's a smart thing. You know, what you want to do is take some pictures of that and go talk to a knowledgeable guy behind the counter and figure out what your options are.
Yeah, yeah, that's my next step. And if not, I guess I'll be tiling a new shower.
Yeah, I mean, if you can figure out a way to make it passable, I think you should do that because, you know what? Nobody's going to see that space, and I hate to see you spend a few thousand bucks redoing it if all you're trying to get is new valves.
That's what I'm trying to stay away from. Well, thank you guys very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Judy in Minnesota's on the line with a moisture issue. What's going on?
Our house is about 40 years old, and it has, in the room that we're talking about, we're painting it. We painted it once before with a primer, And it turned out really nice. I thought it looked really nice, but now we repainted it a different color. And on the inside then is that rough paneling. And it's separated by, it's got the insulation in there with the plastic on it. And we notice now when we're going to paint it that there's moisture like halfway down on the paneling. We think that's caused by condensation.
It may very well be if it's a damp space. Now, there are some things that you can do to reduce condensation in below-grade spaces. It's kind of the same steps that you would take if you were having an actual flood. You want to make sure that your exterior drainage is set up so that no moisture is being trapped against the outside foundation wall, and that means making sure the gutters are clean, the downspouts are extended, and the soil slips away from the walls. If you've done all those things, then the next thing I would do is I would install a dehumidifier in that space and try to find one that has a built-in condensate pump so that it collects water and pumps it out. Otherwise, you'll be emptying buckets upon buckets of water. And then finally, it's also possible to install a whole home dehumidifier, which is an appliance that is attached to your HVAC system. These are highly effective at pulling moisture out. In fact, most of them will take 99 or 100 pints of water out a day. So those are three different ways that you can reduce moisture in that space. Judy, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, are you planning to put your home on the market? We're going to share some key improvements that need to get done first to nail a quick sale at the highest possible price when the Money Pit continues. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com. Well, I just found my new favorite fishmonger, Leslie, and I got to tell you, it ain't a guy on a corner. It's WildAlaskanCompany.com. It's a monthly delicious seafood membership. I just got my first wild combo box, and it was chock full of 24 pieces of wild salmon and whitefish, every piece high quality and individually wrapped and frozen fresh, then delivered right to your door. It's some of the best seafood I've had, and it's easy to prepare. It's healthy and delicious, and Wild Alaskan Company promotes only sustainable seafood.
You know what? You are getting me so hungry. I can't wait to get my box. I'm going to go for the wild salmon box or maybe the wild whitefish box. Maybe I'll put it on the grill this weekend.
Yep, and it's easy to order. Just go to WildAlaskanCompany.com, pick from three different monthly boxes, change your preference, and cancel at any time. Plus, MoneyPit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter promo code MoneyPit at checkout. That's WildAlaskanCompany.com and enter MoneyPit at checkout to save $25.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com.
Thank you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Available on air and online when you subscribe to the Money Pit podcast. Chartable ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. And if you enjoy podcasts, we'd love for you to enjoy ours as well. Sign up wherever you get your podcasts. Give us a call right now with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEYPIT, and two things will happen. One, we'll do our best to give you the answer to your home improvement question, your decor dilemma. And two, we will toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat because we are giving away from Quikrete the Walkmaker. The Walkmaker forms are very cool. I know that you have used these, Leslie, and they are so easy to create a patio with.
I mean, it's really fantastic how easy they are. They're forms in a couple of different shapes. You fill them with the concrete. You let it sort of solidify a bit and slide the form off, rinse it off, do it again. And depending on how many you use and how they interlock, you can make a great pathway or a patio. I mean, they're really beautiful, and it's definitely a do-it-yourself project. Be sure to check it out over at Quikrete.com. It's definitely a cool project.
We've got the Quikrete Walkmaker going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Bob in Texas is on the line, has a question about a roof. What's going on?
Well, we've had a long drought out here in West Texas, and we finally got some rain, and lo and behold, I have a leak. And I remember tuning in to your show some time ago where you guys mentioned a product that was clear, that could be applied with a paintbrush, that would penetrate through the roof and then seal it. And I couldn't remember the name of the product, and I've been trying to find it here in Lubbock, Texas, and having no luck at all. And I thought, well, I just need to call you guys and see if you can remember that and tell me what it is.
Well, Bob, that's going to be a bit of a mystery to me because it doesn't sound like the kind of thing that we would recommend for roof leaks. But let me just ask you more about this leak. Do you know where it's occurring? Do you know if it's coming through, say, a cracked shingle, or is it coming around a chimney? Is it coming around a pipe? What do you know about it?
Where the slope of my roof joins my patio, and the patio roof is flat. So okay. I'm thinking probably what's happening is it's backing into the den past the wall. But
right, yeah. That's a tough spot to flash. And it's also a tough spot to do sort of an easy patch repair to it. You know, all these types of roof products that you apply after the fact, they're usually asphalt roof cement, and they'll work for a while, but they tend to dry up pretty quickly. When you have an intersection like that where you have a pitched roof that comes into a low slope or a flat roof, you're right. The water can back up there, and due to the force of kind of against gravity, and due to that force, can actually sort of work its way up into the roof surface. The right way to flash that, and you're not going to want to hear this, but the right way to flash that is to have the flat roof basically go right up and under the roof shingles. So the flat roof material would go to that intersection, then up and under the roof shingles, and probably up maybe 3 feet under them, and then the roof shingles would continue over that, creating a big overlap there where it would be virtually impossible for any water to back into it. And I would start that project with a product called Ice and Water Shield, which is sort of a tacky 3-foot-wide roll-on sheet that literally glues itself to the deck surface and will stop all water from getting through. So that's the best way to do a permanent repair to that. Short of that, you know, it's okay for you to use an asphalt cement product to try to patch it, but I'm just concerned that it's something you may have to do time and time again. And if it does develop that way, then maybe you could choose to make the bigger repair later.
And you say that is Ice and Water Shield?
Yes, Ice and Water Shield. Yep, that's the right first step for that, and that goes underneath the roof shingles. Nice thing about that, too, is if you ever have roof shingles that blow off, your roof still won't leak because it remains watertight.
Well, I certainly appreciate your help with that.
All right, Bob. Well, thanks so much for calling.
Well, if you're planning to sell your home, creating curb appeal is key to a quick sale. Today, however, curb appeal doesn't just mean looking good for a drive-by of the potential buyer. It means looking good online as well. And it's all the more reason to take steps to spruce up your home's first impression before it goes on the market. Now, landscaping is one of the easiest ways to make a good impression for very little cost. Even just planting colorful flowers in landscaping beds, grooming a lush lawn, and adding greenery and potted plants creates a drastic transformation, and it's enough to give you a higher perceived value.
Now, next, you want to check the exterior surfaces for wear and tear. Now, if you spot some flaky paint, some moss, some mold, and mildew, it's got to go because it really freaks people out. And while you're at it, make sure that the service records are up to date on all your mechanical systems. We're talking about heating, cooling, other systems that need regular TLC. You know, I spent 20 years as a home inspector, and I can tell you that if a home hasn't kept up these systems, it shows, especially when, you know, the one time you do change your air conditioning filters right before the home inspector comes through and we get into the system and we notice that everything is thoroughly caked with dust, except it's got a brand spanking new fiberglass filter. So it kind of says to us, you're not really taking care of things, and you made this last-ditch effort to kind of hide that by throwing in a clean filter. So we definitely can figure that out. So it's really important to get them serviced. So go through, you know, around with all of your contractors, making sure your heating system service, your HVAC, totally good to go so that you can show those records to the respective buyers.
Yeah. Now, finally, guys, according to the National Association of Realtors, 80% of potential home buyers start their search online. So good photos are a must. Go ahead, hire a pro to take yours, or just make sure if you're doing it, you choose a clear but kind of overcast day, because that's going to give you the best results when taking your own. And I tell you, Tom, I feel like I'm always on, like, the sites looking at houses. Like, it's my favorite pastime. And you can tell when, like, a nice agency came in and did the photographs, and then you can tell when a homeowner sort of, like, shoved into a corner trying to take a picture of the home office and things look kind of weird and you're like, oh.
They got to look right. They got to look good. And listen, since they're digital these days, take a bunch, right? And just you may get lucky. You know, I take a lot of photos when I'm walking about. I'm doing a lot of walks in the neighborhood, and I take a lot of photos sometimes. And my wife gets annoyed with me. My family does, too, if I'm outside with them doing something. Because I'll see a house, and there'll be something wrong with it. Not like I like the house, but like, oh, look, there's trees growing out of that gutter. That's going to be a great photo for when I write about how to stop leaking basements. You can't have trees growing out of your gutters. So I try to, like, you know, try to get as close as I can without being annoying. And if nobody's home, I'll go up too close to the house, and they just want to run and hide while I'm doing this.
My boy's the same. We've been riding our bicycles so much throughout the quarantine that we've, you know, taken different blocks and different ways around town and all different sections of town. Mm-hmm. And I'll stop with my phone and be like, oh, I like this house. Here's the address. And then I go home and I look up, like, the previous listing of the house from however many years ago.
Yeah, right.
I'm like obsessed. I can't stop.
Look, it's really important to take those photos and take them well, because that's what's going to get those buyers coming right to your door. So spend some time on it and make your place look great.
Now we've got DR on the line who needs some help with a project. What's going on?
Okay, I'd like to know the best way to remove moss from a shingled roof.
Is the moss on the roof concentrated on one side or the other of your house?
Both sides.
Both sides, okay. Do you have a fairly shady lot?
Yes, but that's really in a sunny area.
That's interesting. Okay. So a couple of things. First of all, sun is the best mildicide you can get. So if there's anything that you can do to thin out trees to get more sunshine on the roof, that's going to give you long-term resistance to this happening again. So what you need to do is to first clean the roof. And to clean it, you could use a product like Jomax, which is made by Zinsser. And it's a product that you mix with bleach. You can apply it with a pressure washer where it has an applicator attachment, you know, that applies the material, let it sit for a while, 15, 20 minutes, then you rinse it off. That starts to break down that moss. Then I'll give you a little trick of the trade, and that is at the peak of the roof, at the top, the apex of the roof, if you were to line that part of the roof with a long strip of copper, you can buy copper flashing that's about 8 inches in width, and it comes in a long roll. And if you slip it under that top shingle and let most of it stick out on both sides, what happens is when it rains, it hits that copper, and the copper releases a little bit of the metal into the water as it runs down the the roof, and that acts as another mildecide. And that's why sometimes when you see roofs that have like streaks on them right under chimneys, it's because it's the rainwater reacting with the flashing on the chimney. So if you add that strip of copper, it will release some of the metals, and that will also help to clean the roof. So cut back on the trees, clean the roof with a good product, and then add the copper strip, and then you'll have a long-time benefit from that. Okay?
Okay. I thank you very much.
Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24/7, right here at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, this summer, a lot of us are going to be spending way more time at home and enjoying our own outdoor spaces. And for the do-it-yourselfers out there, there's more interest than ever in updating and maintaining your lawns. We're going to share some expert tips on how you can do just that next. 888-MONEYPIT.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
That is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, this summer, most of us will be spending more time at home and enjoying our outdoor spaces. And for do-it-yourselfers, there's more interest than ever in updating and maintaining those spaces, starting with the lawn.
That's right. And one company that's been helping DIYers and pros take care of outdoor spaces for decades is Troy-Bilt. The company says they were born from dirt, literally, because they got their start by introducing the first residential rototiller back in 1937. And for those of us that have ever had a rototill, we are so glad that they did. With us to talk about lawn care today is Troy-Bilt brand manager Barbara Roush. Barbara, welcome to the Money Pit.
Well, thank you. I'm so happy to be here with you today.
So one of the things I like about your company is that you've always been pretty good communicators, and right now you're answering a lot of homeowners' questions, I imagine, about their lawns and the tools that are needed to maintain them. Have you seen a big uptick in that Q&A since the COVID-19 crisis began?
Oh, we certainly have. People like being out in their yard in general, and Troy-Bilt's always tried to be there to inspire people to care and enjoy the outdoors. So during this COVID-19 period, the uptick in interest in gardening, and in particular vegetable gardening, and the tillers, which quite frankly had not really been a growing interest for a number of years. People have moved to container gardening. They support local farmers markets, things of that nature. You know, the COVID-19 has just really sparked a tremendous interest in growing your own food in larger quantities maybe than you were used to in the past. So that's been really interesting to see and really fun, because there's so much you can do with vegetable gardening, not just for yourself, but for your neighborhood.
No, that's really smart. I mean, this way you can contribute to the folks who, you know, have a harder time getting out, and you can help bring over some of the veggies that you and your family have grown, of course, maintaining social distancing and following all the rules. But I think that's also why folks are really looking to improve their outdoor spaces, or at least learn to maintain them themselves. And there's probably a ton of questions about proper lawn care. What do you do? I mean, are you seeing a lot of that?
Oh, sure. There's always a lot of questions about not just how to take care of your lawn, but what kind of equipment do I need to take care of my lawn? What should I buy first? I'm a new homeowner.
So let's talk about some of that. You guys make a very wide range of lawn mowers, both push mowers and tractors. How do you know what's right for your yard? What kinds of questions should you be asking yourself or considering when you're thinking about buying a new lawnmower?
But typically, you should think about the size of the yard that you're going to mow. Bigger yards require bigger mowing decks, and that will also make it quicker to get your mowing done. So, you know, any what we call walk-behind mowers, what you think of as a traditional push mower, walk-behind mower, those are really nice for the smaller yards, up to half acre or so flat. The other thing you want to think about, other than the size of your yard, is what type of yard do you have? Is it flat? Does it have hills? Is it kind of uneven and it's got kind of dips and places to get through? Because there's equipment that'll help you deal with those sorts of challenges if you have those in your yard. So those would be the two biggest things to think about. And then budget, of course, is always top of mind for many folks. So how much, you know, do you have to invest? How important are the features that you need? Maybe you have a really big yard and has a lot of obstacles, so you might want to consider a more expensive riding mower or even a zero-turn riding mower. And kind of balance out and see what suits your need.
Yeah, and the most important question is, are you really cutting it yourself or do you have teenagers?
That's right.
You guys also have some smart home apps that you've developed for Amazon Alexa and Google Home, and I was reading that these apps can suggest the best time to cut the lawn based on weather?
It does. It's very cool. It's based on the weather in your area, and it also connects to your Google Calendar, so it looks to see when you have available time. You know, many of us now don't have as much on their calendar as we used to, but certainly as we get back to more activities, you know, children have sports events to get to, and you've got meetings and different activities and places to be. So with the Mo scheduler, as we call
the
it.
The Mo scheduler, that's funny.
The Mo scheduler, you can ask Alexa or Google, hey, when's the best time for me to mow? And it will cross-reference the weather that's coming and your schedule and suggest a time and date, put it on your schedule. And it will also monitor the weather as it leads up to that date. So if it sees a change in the forecast, you'll get a notification that says, hey, it looks like it's going to rain on Wednesday. You have an hour free on Tuesday. How about Tuesday at 2? So, yeah, it's a fun way to
So it makes an appointment for you.
I mean, I know it makes an appointment for you with
your lawnmower.
Now, Barbara, if there was a way to make sure that the mower was quiet, maybe you could do your Zoom calls while mowing, and then you could have a whole new way of cross-referencing your calendars.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You know, that's one of the complaints that people have about gas-powered equipment, Barbara, is the noise. Is that changing now as mowers are getting more sophisticated?
To an extent, certainly the battery-powered mowers are much quieter than gas-powered mowers. Price points on battery mowers, though, are typically a little higher. They're used a lot more in Europe than they are in America, but it's certainly a growing interest and need in the United States as well. We don't currently offer any battery product with Troy-Bilt, but our parent company is very involved with battery mowers, even including robotic mowers. So no one has to get up to mow the lawn. But those are kind of further up the line for Troy-Bilt. I think the power and the performance that you get from a gas-powered lawn mower is still the most consistent and delivers you consistent cut and a good quality cut with the least amount of investment.
What about mowing mistakes? I mean, I know I really enjoy mowing the lawn, but I find that, you know, maybe I cut it too short or I'm cutting it at the wrong time. Do you find that a lot of people are coming to you with sort of like correction process? Like, oh no, I really messed up.
Question we get asked the most, or a lot of customer sentiment is not so much around the result of mowing, but it's more about the equipment and keeping their equipment starting and running so that they're reliable, right? There's nothing worse than going out to mow your grass and your lawnmower doesn't start. So we do spend a lot of time talking to consumers about the proper way to care for your lawnmower. You know, use that fuel stabilizer, use good fuel, change the spark plug, you know, do that little bit of pre-season and post-season maintenance. And it makes all the difference in the world how easily then you can get back into the mowing season when it finally arrives for you. the results of mowing, putting stripes in your yard, or how high should I mow my grass? Those are perennial questions as well. And, you know, we typically, I say a good average height, if you don't know what kind of grass you have in your yard, is 2 to 3 inches, probably 2.5 inches for most grasses. That's the optimum height. You don't want to get it too long because that encourages pests to breed in your yard, right? Grubs and other critters can hide in there. You also don't want to mow it too short because then it'll burn out.
Well, good advice. The website is Troy Built, and that's spelled Troy, T-R-O-Y, Built, B-I-L-T, TroyBuilt.com. Take a look at the website. Take a look at the homeowners Q&A section and all the different equipment that's made by this fine company. Been doing it since, was it 1937, I think? Thanks for inventing the rototiller. I can't tell you how thankful I am that that piece of equipment exists because I have lots of ivy and vines that I've been attacking for years, and the rototiller always wipes it out. So glad you guys got to start with that. Barbara Roosh is the brand manager for Troy Built. Thanks for stopping by, and good luck this spring with all of your mowing needs.
Well, if your home is built on a crawl space or basement, the best way to keep those spaces bone dry starts outside of your house. We're going to explain the simple steps to fix flooding and dampness when the money pit returns.
Live in a money pit.
Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com. Well, a couple of weeks back, I told you about my first experience with WildAlaskanCompany.com. It is a monthly delicious seafood membership. I got my first box, and it was totally awesome. And Leslie, I understand your fish have arrived.
Yeah, the box arrived, and it's full. I mean, so many options and so much salmon and whitefish. It was amazingly gigantic. I took the salmon and barbecued it. I made little pouches with foil, and I made a marinade, which I've had for years, this recipe. It's like ketchup and orange juice and Italian dressing. It sounds weird, but it like crystallized on the salmon, and it was so amazing. And you know what? There's so much. We're going to be grilling for at least a few weeks.
Ah, sounds amazing. It's easy to order. Just go to WildAlaskanCompany.com. Pick from three different monthly boxes. Change your preference and cancel at any time. Plus, Money Pit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter the promo code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's WildAlaskanCompany.com and enter MONEYPIT at checkout to save $25.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're here to help you take on your home improvement projects, solve those do-it-yourself dilemmas. Give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And if you enjoy podcasts, we'd love for you to join us on the Money Pit wherever you get your favorite podcasts. If you've got a home improvement question, give us a call right now because we'd love to help you with that. Plus, we'd love to give you a chance to win a set of the QuickCrete Walkmaker forms. They are an easy and affordable way to add a beautiful and durable concrete walkway to your patio or your home. Basically, this is a do-it-yourself project, so anybody can handle it. You just pour the mixed QuickCrete crack-resistant concrete into the Walkmaker form. You smooth it on with a travel, and then you take the form away when the concrete is dry. You repeat the process until the walkway or patio is complete. Get details at quickcrete.com. Call us right now because you could just win the complete set. The number here again is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if your home is built on a crawl space or basement, the best way to keep those spaces bone dry is going to start outside of your house. The surprising fact, guys, is that damp, leaking, or even fully flooded basements are easy to fix.
Yep.
I said easy. Unfortunately, there are way too many contractors out there that want you to think otherwise, and they're going to offer expensive fixes instead of the simple solutions.
Yeah, so here's what you need to know. The secret to keeping your basement or your crawl space dry, and by dry, I'm not just addressing basements that are flooding, but even ones that are damp, is to simply keep the water that rolls off your roof away from your home's foundation. We get so many calls from listeners concerned about so-called high water tables when the cause is almost always that rainwater seeps into the foundation perimeter due to very poor gutter installation and maintenance. So keeping that moisture away from the foundation is easy to do when you have the right preventative measures in play at your house.
Now, first of all, you need to make sure that your home has gutters. Then you got to make sure that those gutters and their downspouts are staying clean and free-flowing. Next, you want to look at where that water is being deposited when it exits those downspouts. And if it's pouring out right next to your foundation, you are definitely going to end up with water in the basement at some point. Now, ideally, those downspouts should deposit rainwater 3 to 6 feet away from your home's foundation. You got to get it away from
the
house.
Yeah, and then if you get the gutters right, the last thing you want to do is make sure that the soil around the foundation slopes away from the house. We're looking for a grade of about 6 inches over about 4 feet. So not a drastic drop, but just enough water to get that water moving away from your house. If you take these steps, you will end up with a dry space underfoot that you could actually use for storage or that you could remodel and turn into a beautiful basement living room or something like that, or a bedroom. You know, so many folks would love to remodel those below grade spaces, but they're afraid to because they fear the flooding. We can take that fear away. It's really quite a simple thing to do. And one more thing to keep in mind is if you're wondering, well, do I know this is going to work? Here's the test. If your basement or crawl spaces gets damp or floods after heavy rainfall or snow melt, it is definitely happening at the surface perimeter. It's happening because of those gutters and the grading. Fix that, and it will be dry once again.
Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question anytime, 24/7. We're here at 888-MONEYPIT. Still ahead, when your project list is bigger than your budget, it's important to break down tasks and prioritize your to-do list. Find out which projects are going to deliver the best return on investment after this.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Welcome back to the Money Pit. You can call us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT or post your question, which is what John in Montana did.
That's right. Now, John in Montana writes, we recently purchased a home that needs some TLC. We want to replace the aging furnace and water heater. We also need to rip out carpeting, replace with hardwood floors. And finally, one of the bathrooms is in bad shape. How do you prioritize these projects? We want to have them completed over the next 2 years.
So structural is always first. So if you have any issues on the exterior, like roofs or foundation issues, that has to be done first. Secondly, the mechanical system should be addressed. And thirdly, the bathroom, if it's in bad shape but it's working, you know, that could be done now or could be done later. And the very last thing is the cosmetics, which is the carpeting and other flooring issues.
Yeah, you've got to prioritize the stuff that's really important before you start getting to the decor stuff. I know that's fun and you want to do that first, but let's get everything in order before we do that.
Well, one fun kitchen project that can deliver big impact and get done in a single weekend is a new kitchen backsplash. Leslie's got some ideas on how to take on that project in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, those kitchen backsplashes, they do double duty, guys. They've got a bunch of jobs. They protect those walls, but they also express your decorative style. And they can make a big statement or just simply coordinate more quietly with your cabinets and countertop. But here are five trends that are putting a fresh spin on a traditional backsplash. First of all, take a plain tile, but install it in an interesting pattern. Horizontal subway tiles are pretty standard, but it's far from the only tile layout option you've got with those. So why not try herringbone or a chevron pattern? Same thing. People call those the same. You know, they're sort of that arrow-looking pieces that go up and down. It's really gorgeous. And another popular choice right now is a backsplash of long, thin tiles, but that are arranged vertically. Now, here's another idea. You can stick to one tile for the entire backsplash. Backsplashes with borders or accent tiles or complicated mosaics, they're not really in style anymore, and things are turning towards more minimalistic one-tile design. You know, why create an intricate pattern that's only going to be hidden or become disjointed once your countertop, appliances, canisters, all your countertop stuff gets in place? You know, instead go for something clean, simple, consistent. It's going to look chic and uncluttered. Now, here's another idea, guys. Forget tile altogether and go for a laminate. You know, it's beautiful tile. It really is. But it does pose some cleaning challenges. The grout's going to get dirty. There's going to become discolored. If you're looking for a very easy-to-install, low-maintenance material, laminate cannot be beat. You can get it in a ton of different looks, so it can look like anything, natural or space-age or fun or bright or colorful. And it's also very budget-friendly. Now, another idea is chalkboard paint. You can use that for certain areas of the kitchen, maybe if you've got like a little breakfast bar against one kitchen area that has a small backsplash, somewhere that's more easily accessible for the family so that they can write notes to each other. I wouldn't do this by a sink because chalkboard paint getting wet isn't great. I wouldn't do it by a stove because I don't want kids working over there. But the chalkboard paint in key spots in a kitchen where you would have a traditional backsplash could really be something fun for the entire family. And another option is if you've got a spot, put that backsplash all the way up to the ceiling. This looks great with like a single slab of a natural stone, or again, tile all the way up, or a laminate. I mean, it's really fantastic and can be totally striking and enhance the height of the room. So get creative, look at some ideas online, but think of something out of the box for your backsplash and you'll be thrilled.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you for spending part of your day with us. Coming up next time on the program, before you can add new, you got to get rid of the old. And that can be a very costly part of any home renovation process. We're going to share tips to help lighten the load and cut demolition costs on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Vice President Mike Pence calling off a campaign bus tour in Florida as the state experiences a surge in confirmed coronavirus cases.
The White House says the vice president will still travel to Florida, where he'll meet with Governor Ron DeSantis and his health care teams. Pence had been scheduled to appear in Lake Wales at an event organized by the pro-Trump group America First Policies, part of what was billed as the Great American Comeback Tour. But the group says the event is being postponed out of an abundance of caution. Pence said Friday he plans to visit Florida, Texas, and Arizona this week, three states where COVID-19 cases have been spiking, to get a ground report. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Thousands of demonstrators gathered outside a suburban Denver police building today to call for justice in the death of Elijah McClain, a 23-year-old black man put in a chokehold by police last year. McClain suffered cardiac arrest on the way to the hospital and was later declared brain dead and removed from life support. McClain's death last August has prompted a handful of small protests over the last 10 months, but his case has garnered renewed attention amid the global outcry sparked by George Floyd's death in police custody in Minneapolis last month. A spike in coronavirus cases has Texas putting its brakes on reopening plans. Governor Greg Abbott ordering all bars in the state to shut their doors. Restaurant owners say the surge in the virus now is getting tough on business.
We were hoping it would turn around by May, but now that everything is going in the wrong direction, it doesn't look like we're going to be over this anytime soon.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel cautioning the coronavirus pandemic far from over as regional outbreaks give rise to fears of a second wave. Merkel says getting Europe's economy back on track is her primary goal as Germany takes over the rotating European Union presidency in July. More news at townhall.com.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Overseas, U.S. authorities say an American senior citizen being jailed in Spain was an unwitting drug mule who fell for one of the oldest schemes in the book.
Victor Stemberger was lured by emails inviting him to make millions. Now the 76-year-old Virginia man sits in a Spanish jail 1 year after flying into the country with cocaine sewn into bubble jackets. His family says he has cognitive issues and didn't know about the drugs. The U.S. Justice Department told Spain Stemberger was tricked by a West Africa criminal network, according to correspondence obtained by the AP. The feds have warned about scams targeting the elderly into becoming drug mules. They say in 2016 they intercepted more than 140 unwitting couriers, and that over 30 are believed to still be in jail. I'm Julie Walker.
Check out more breaking news. Read the best analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The last of three one-time Ku Klux Klansmen convicted in a 1963 Alabama church bombing that killed four black girls and was the deadliest single attack of the civil rights movement died in prison on Friday. Patrick Foss reports that Thomas Blanton Jr. was 81 years old.
Governor Kay Ivey's office said Blanton died of natural causes. He was being held at Donaldson's Prison near Birmingham. In May 2001, Blanton was convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison for the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham. When asked by the judge during sentencing if he had any comment, Blanton said, "I guess the good Lord will settle it on Judgment Day." A parole hearing was scheduled next year for Blanton, and the victim's family members planned to attend in opposition to his release. George Rudolph said, on behalf of his wife, she hopes that he found Jesus Christ and repented. Patrick Foss reporting.
Birthdays on Saturday, former Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt turned 82. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room. It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In June, we're discussing the four-letter words of the writing process. Those are scary words like edit and read and show versus tell. In July, we take a look at marketing and how you can make money with your books.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
...of the House committee to find out how the Trump administration reacted
to the coronavirus. And, of course, Anthony Fauci subtly will take shots at Trump and whatever it is, they'll blow it out of proportion. That's my prediction. I'm pretty good at it. And we'll give you the latest on that. We're also looking at a situation where the President of the United States is going to Arizona. He's going to be teaching, talking to the young Republicans, Charlie Kirk's group, young conservatives. And that's going to be good for him because he's got to get some traction. And I think something really interesting happened with the president. He realized while the stadium was not filled up, the arena was not sold out in Tulsa, the ratings were through the roof for Fox. All-time record for high ratings on a Saturday night for Fox. Just under 10 million people were watching. So he's thinking to himself, we got to change this just a little bit. So I had a chance to talk to the president yesterday. It's about for a special that I'm airing on Sunday on Fox Network, on Fox News Channel at 10 o'clock, at which time I talked to him about news of the day. I'm going to bring you some of those highlights in a matter of minutes. At the bottom of the hour, James Murray. But first, James Murray from Impractical Jokers. First, the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's big three.
Number three.
And what the Trump campaign needs to do is get Biden on the campaign trail and engage with him on a stage with him, present the contrast on policy issues that are most favorable to Trump and make this more of a choice in the end.
That is Tom Bevin of Real Clear Politics. President's elections now bigger and I think beyond the candidates. Why? Front and center is history, our policing, law and order. Ways to refuel the economic engine of this country, which we all agree is on its back, through no fault of our own. You decide the direction of the country by picking that candidate. The Tulsa speech, not a disaster. I explained earlier. I'll expand.
Number two.
The gun violence unfolding at night is not only wrong, it also is undermining and distracting. SPD will be returning to the East Precinct. We are going to focus our greatest efforts on reimagining policing itself.
Jenny Durkin, the failed Seattle mayor, law and disorder, the autonomous zone now leading to violence and death. What happened to the Summer of Love, mayor, as shootings and killings rage in New York, Chicago, Minneapolis? Everyone wants to rip the cops and defund them or cut the budget. What you get in return is chaos, and we're living it.
Number one.
Witness the events of just this past weekend, where mobs tore down statues of George Washington and Ulysses S. Grant. When you tear down statues of Washington and Grant, it's not about the Civil War. It's because you hate America.
War on history, Senator Tom Cotton said it best, goes to the headquarters of the country, Washington, D.C. It targets our seventh president's iconic statue. Over 100 other monuments have been defiled or destroyed. This is a war we have to win, and I'll tell you why. One of the topics that I brought up with the President of the United States, I was talking about what the White House means to him, his place in history, but I also talked to him about the history under attack and so much more, including John Bolton. So let's listen.
When you look at things that happened during your years that you have no control, for example, the economic collapse, it wasn't really an economic policy of Bush's, but that's what Obama inherited. 9/11, Bush, that plan was in place for years ahead of time. With you, two things come to mind, the pandemic, and number two is the civil unrest. It really had nothing to do with policies. It is just these were
events.
Well,
I think the civil unrest came to a certain extent because of the plague. The plague is the Chinese plague, and it came over here, and they could have stopped it. In my opinion, they could have stopped it, and they should have stopped it, and they didn't or were unable to. So it was either incompetence or they knew. And I guess the third one is they knew and they decided not to at a later date. But it's the Chinese plague, and it's not a good thing, and that, I think, had something to do with the civil unrest.
You said what I thought was in jest, just knowing your sense of humor. Even when you made that comment about, hey, Russia, if you heard me, if you saw those 30,000 emails, that's kind of the way you, when you're in front of people, you do that.
Well, that was said as a joke.
Right.
And the fake news picked it up like
I talked to you after.
And by the way, they ended up immediately when the last word was up because they didn't want to hear everybody, including me, laughing.
But is that what you meant when you said, don't do so much testing?
No.
You,
no.
Yeah.
No. Somebody said, I may have been joking. No, we got so good at testing. You know, what we did is a miracle between the ventilators and all of the things we did. But we got so good at testing that we've done 25 million tests. We've done 20 or 21 million more than Germany and these other countries. If you do more tests, that means you're going to have more cases. So we've done so good that we're showing we have a lot of cases. And everyone's saying they have more cases. Well, we have more cases because we have more testing. So they can test a kid who's got sniffles and is going to be better in about 2 hours because, you know, the young kids have done unbelievably well. Their immune system, I guess, or whatever is stronger. So when you do 25 million tests, you're going to show you have cases. And by doing all those tests, while it's good to do them in one way, in another way, it makes us look bad. And it's crazy.
But you don't mean, do you mean slow down testing?
No, I don't mean slow down. Yeah. But if we did slow down, or if we didn't do so many, let's say instead of 25 million tests, we did 5 million tests. We'd be very low in cases right now. And everybody would say, isn't that wonderful? By doing so much and being so advanced, not only did we do a lot of testing, but we're far more advanced than any other. We have the 5-minute test. We have tests that they don't even think of, other countries. You know, you hear about South Korea. They're always congratulating me on the great job I've done with testing. But the media, the fake news, doesn't get the word out. That's why it's good to speak to you.
Right.
So we've done 25 million tests. That means we show a lot of cases. And that's all fine, but it makes us look bad, even though it should make us look good.
Interesting. So when you looked at what happened in Tulsa, you talked about this in Tulsa the other night, and it was the first time that I can remember you as a candidate or as president not selling out. Does that make you want to do less events?
When I went there, it was the first time. Now, I heard 2 weeks of nothing but you are going to die if you go. You are going to die. You'll never live again. You'll never breathe again if you walk into that very beautiful arena. They treated us very nicely, except for one problem. They called a curfew. So people that were in line had to leave. You had people sitting waiting for 4 or 5 days in advance, and they called a curfew, and they had to leave. I don't know where they went, but they had to leave. You know that. And then I called up, and I said, it shouldn't be curfew. I called the mayor, and I said, Mayor, you can't do a curfew. It's not fair to our people. They called a curfew because you had some very bad people coming. They did come, and the police did a good job, but they called curfew, number one. Number two, you had nothing but horrible press for a week and a half, 2 weeks leading up to it, that you were going to be in bad shape if you walked into the arena, and various other things. Now, despite that, we actually had a good crowd. For anybody else, it would be a good crowd, but I agree with you. It's the only time that I've had a vacant seat since I came down the escalator with the First Lady. But this just came out. As you came in, you didn't give this to me, but this just came out, and people have to see this. Trump rally, you see what that says? Gives Fox News the largest Saturday night audience in its history. So my speech the other night was the largest audience in the history of Fox on Saturday night. That covers many, many years and many, many big shows. So this speech, now, let me give you this. Online, it was even bigger than this. So online, you have many different sites. But they say it was the biggest thing in a long time. Now, nobody's going to write that. And the reason I talk about it is because if you don't tell it yourself, nobody else is going to.
Well, you can't say nobody.
Because you've been fair.
Yeah.
No. Fox put it out.
Yep.
And Fox put it out. So it's the biggest, the largest Saturday night audience in its history. Nobody's going to say that. I'll say it. I'm saying it now. If I didn't say it, they'll put it up. Nobody's going to pick it up because the fake news won't do that. But think of what that means. Now, a lot of people saw it. A lot of people went to Tulsa, and it was rough because they had, you know, so-called protesters, anarchists, and various other people. And they said, let's go home and watch it on television. But this is much more important. We had a very nice crowd of warriors. They were warriors. But it's the first empty seat, but these are the best ratings we've ever had.
Interesting.
I think that means something. Because that, to me, is like a poll.
Right.
And online, even better.
While we have this conversation, we're in a war on history. They want to take Jackson's statue out of New Orleans without Battle of New Orleans. We're not the same country.
I don't like it at all. I don't like anything that's going on. Now, federal, I've stopped federal. But the states are, a lot of states are weak. A lot of people are weak. And they're allowing it to happen. Hey, it's going over a little bit around the world now. They want to remove the statue of Gandhi, okay? All he wanted was peace. They want to take down Ulysses S. Grant. Well, he's the one that stopped the Confederates, right? So You know, he was a great general. He turned, nobody's stock went higher than his stock over the last 10 or 15 years.
But do you understand how you look at Thomas Jefferson, you look at George Washington, you look at James Monroe, look at James Madison? One thing they had, they were brilliant. They also had slaves. Yeah. So how do we grow as a country, but yet not forget our past?
So you have to understand history, and you have to understand the culture and so many other aspects of our country. And people can study that, and they can hate it, and let's all hate it. But you can't take down George Washington's statue, and half of our country is named after Washington. You can't. We have to remember the heritage, that the culture of our country. And, you know, this is less important, but it's very important. Some of the things that they're trying to destroy are magnificent pieces of art. Have you ever seen an area where a statue was removed and you look at the area and they put blacktop over the top of it? They put asphalt over the top and that's the end? And it was the center of a town or the, you know, a village, and now the statue's gone and the whole village is like a different place. And here's the other problem I have. A lot of these people that want it down don't even know what they're taking down. I watch them on television, and I see what's happening, and they're ripping down things. They have no idea what they're ripping down. But they started off with the Confederate, and then they go to Ulysses S. Grant. Well, what's that all about? And they would knock down Lincoln. There's a group that wants to take down Lincoln. They haven't figured out exactly why yet. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. I've stopped them twice now from going over to the Jefferson Memorial. If I weren't president, they would have knocked down. If a guy like Biden was president, they will knock down the Jefferson Memorial. Not going to happen.
Francis Scott Key, the latest writer of the National Anthem.
Yeah, I mean, he wrote the National Anthem.
So since you have done a lot for the African-American community, what is your message to them who said my ancestors were enslaved because of their...
My message is that we have a great country. We have the greatest country on earth. We have a heritage. We have a history. And we should learn from the history. And if you don't understand your history, you will go back to it again. You will go right back to it. You have to learn. Think of it. You take away that whole era, and you're going to go back to it sometime. People won't know about it. They're going to forget about it. It's okay. Now, what I do like, I like the idea of building new statues to people, to great people, people that have done something. And I think that's okay.
Right.
But you don't want to take away our heritage and our history. And the beauty, in many cases, the beauty, the artistic beauty, some of the sculptures and some of this work is some of the great. You can go to France, you can go anywhere in the world, and you'll never see more magnificent work. And that's a factor. It's not the biggest factor, but it's a factor.
Your personal style, your personability has always been your greatest asset. John Bolton came out and said that doesn't work with country to country. What's your reaction to that?
Look, this is a guy with no personality. All he wanted to do is drop bombs on everybody. He got us. He was one of the many people that got us into the war in the Middle East, which was a big mistake. I said to him, let me ask you, do you think recently, I said, what did you think? He said, I think we made the right decision. I said, you lost me there. It was the worst decision in the history of our country. I know you may disagree with that. Worst, well, now you might agree. At the time, you would have, you know, felt differently. But also, the Libyan model, you know what that means, right? Look it up. One of the dumbest things ever said, I think it was said on Deface the Nation, the Libyan model, he said the Libyan model, that was set us back, you have no idea. John Bolton was a stupid guy, and he was a guy with no heart. And he also had a statement that he would lie whenever he had to. He has that statement. It's a well-known statement. And I fired him, and I didn't think it was a big deal. And I wasn't around him very much. But what he did do is he took classified information, and he published it during a presidency. It's not, you know, it's one thing to write a book after, during. And I believe that he's a criminal, and I believe, frankly, he should go to jail for that, and that probably, possibly will happen. That's what should happen. You remember the young boy with the sailor in the submarine?
Sure. Took a picture in a submarine.
He took a picture, sent it to his mother, and I think a friend of a 30-year-old submarine.
And the backdrop had
sensing. Yeah. They destroyed his life. And you know what I did? I pardoned him, because Hillary Clinton should have gone to jail. And she destroyed, deleted 33,000 emails. Mm-hmm. John Bolton, what he did is incredible. He took classified, that classified is higher than confidential. You have confidential, you have classified. It's the highest form of information. And he, and by the way, it's so important, whether it's knowingly or unknowingly, but in his case it was knowingly, he classified some of it. John Bolton should go to jail.
Gotcha. Mr. President, can't thank you enough for the time.
Thank you very much. Great.
A lot more to do?
I have a lot to do. Get out of here, Brian. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah, I did, and he did toss me out right after that. It was very nice of him. All his people were saying, Mr. President, you got 20 million things to do. When we come back, your phone calls, 1-866-408-7669, and we take a break with Impractical Joker star and creator James Murray.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary two-week sample by texting Fixer to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC. But you can only get your sample by texting Fixer to 321-321. That's F-I-X-E-R to 321-321. Text Fixer to 321-321.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411, and we'll send you a link to our free demo. Text money to 411-411 so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Hotel staffers in England that refuse to close and instead help the homeless. Make today's Dean's List. More than 45 homeless people have been staying at the upmarket Founds Hotel since the COVID-19 restrictions were put in place in March. To repay their gratitude, they've been doing chores and helping out in return. The 60-room hotel, which normally charges close to $200 a night, opted to stay open to provide shelter to people living on the streets. One of the guests, Eddie, a former bricklayer who built a wall and a patio at the hotel, says he did it because he was bored, but also as a thank you to the staff. 48-year-old Peter Swinborne, who has been homeless for over 25 years, says the staff's kindness saved him. The assistant manager of the hotel, Julie Merrick, says, "Our new guests have been lovely and grateful for the support they have been given. They treated their rooms with respect. Thanks to all those who opened their hearts and their hotels to help those in need." Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
No other player in history of baseball affected how the game was played more than Babe Ruth. He changed the game from an inside game of scratching for one or two runs to a game of power. His career included 714 home runs. He retired from the game and was elected to the first class in the new Baseball Hall of Fame. With all that, the Babe still wished for more.
I've had three ambitions in my life. One of them was to hit 700 home runs. The other one was to play 20 years. And the next one was to be in 10 World Series. I succeeded in one last year, making my 10th World Series. And next year gives me the opportunity to play in 20 years. And if I had 46 home runs, I'd have my 700 home runs, and I'll sure be satisfied with everything.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. This could have been very bad, but somehow it wasn't. The Great Clips Hair Salon in Springfield, Missouri reopened in early May. Hundreds of customers came in. Precautions were taken, but unbeknownst to the customers and the salon's managers, two stylists had symptoms of COVID-19, and sure enough, they tested positive. It's believed the two stylists saw 140 people. Missouri health officials immediately began contacting and testing customers and coworkers, but now, a month later, they've found no additional infections from that Great Cuts salon. The county health director attributes that to everyone wearing masks, social distancing, and staggered appointments. Local health officials say they're encouraged by this news and plan to study the steps taken by the salon to minimize risk. As for the two stylists, they've recovered and are out of isolation. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Information you want. Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm going to try to get to as many calls as possible. Ron, listen on WABC in New York. Hey, Ron.
Thanks for taking my call, Brian. That was a great shot that you had with the president.
Thank you so much.
I got two things. Number one, they're wrecking history. I'm a little concerned about the George Washington Bridge. Not so much the destruction, but the renaming. Since they, you know, can't destroy it, I hope not, I honestly think that would be next on our liberal agenda.
Hey, Ron, it depends who we elect. That's why it's not so much subtlety now of high taxes, military spending. Now we're talking about our history. We're talking about law and order in the streets. I walked from 42nd Street to 48th Street. I saw probably 30 to 40 homeless. I used to see 30 to 40 every 2 months. This is anarchy. Cops together because they're afraid of fanning out, in my opinion.
It's a shame, Brian. You know, I live in Westchester County. I used to go to the city a lot, see Broadway plays and go to the Knick games and restaurants and the circus when they had it. I don't think I'm going to miss that at all. Honest to goodness, happening in the city and the destruction and the violence, honest to goodness, I don't think I'm going to miss that.
Hey, thanks so much, Ron. Appreciate it. Listen, I got a few more calls, but coming up next, so stay on board. Stay in the order in which you come in. We were able to track it. I'm going to talk to James Murray. Remember him from Impractical Jokers, a New York guy from Staten Island. Him and his buddies in high school were always doing different antics, having fun. They decide to do it for a living. They do a show. It hits big on True TV. It has been the one place you can go to laugh with your family. These guys are fantastic, and Murr's got a brand new book out.
There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download Perino and Steierwald. I'll tell you what.
I noticed that the Democrats were very critical of the government. And fine, okay, whatever. But their solutions were more government. But government is not working at all. And look, I understand that the state unemployment systems got overwhelmed. But 36 million people who have filed for unemployment, 16 million of them have yet to see a dime.
Amazing.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America is listening to Fox News. America together.
Nicholas Bubeck has become a young entrepreneur at just 6 years old, starting his own business while being stuck at home due to the coronavirus pandemic.
I made one plane, and then my baby brother tried to take it away.
So then I made one for him. Then a light bulb came on, and I said, hey, my business should be selling craft planes.
The Simple Arts and Crafts project turned into Nicholas creating and selling homemade airplanes through his company website called Creations by Nicholas.
So I started making my planes so people could imagine they're on a plane going anywhere they want to.
After spending the first part of his life in NICU as a baby, Nicholas is donating $1 from every plane to the Triple Heart Foundation, supporting families with infants in neonatal intensive care. And the Arizona native also established the Kits for Kids program, which sends free plane kits to any child personally impacted by the coronavirus. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
America together. Did you hear the news? Now you can, with instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines, daily coronavirus developments, the economy, and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News, America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier, because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest, when you need it, on demand, from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
We ask a lot of cops. We ask them to do things that we cannot do or will not do. So I'm listening to these experts on television, most of whom have never processed a crime scene, never arrested a murder suspect, never had to look for a missing child or respond to a 911 call. They have all the answers. They're just not willing to do the job.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind. 1980.
5 seconds to the gold medal. 4 to the gold medal. This impossible dream comes true.
The jury took less than 2 hours to reach its verdict. Remarkably fast when you consider they had 33 separate murders to consider.
I can't say at this moment what other nations will not go to the Summer Olympics in Moscow. Ours will not go.
I aim to try and tap that great American spirit that opened up this completely undeveloped continent from coast to coast and made it a great nation.
This individual, Mr. Chapman, came up behind him and called to him, Mr. Lenin, and then in a combat stance, he emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk. Bonus Track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. Fans of Guns N' Roses know GNR's keyboardist and blue-haired member Melissa Reese is the band's first woman member. But did you ever wonder how this fierce female got the gig? Her talent was unquestioned as a child prodigy who began playing piano at the age of 3. Reese telling Rolling Stone magazine she first met the band in 2016 as the band was prepping for their reunion tour, the first with Slash and bassist Duff McKagan in more than 20 years. She explained she was recommended to the band by Brian Brain Mantia, the former GNR drummer with whom she collaborated on various projects. Reese quickly found some common bonds with McKagan, both from Seattle. They attended the same high school and were massive Seahawks fans. Slash told her he Googled her and knew how talented she was. Axl Rose telling Reese at their first show that if anyone ever messed with her, he would always have her back. And now she considers all the guys her big brothers. Well, that just rocks. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I say I'm done with it. It gets no more energy for me. That's why I said, for the last time, I'm addressing this. It's there's no more conversation about it. I'm over that. I'm over the moment. And I'm about today. So if it's accepted, great. If it's not, it's nothing I can control.
The pushback on the apology, that is Kevin Hart, a man with an opinion as good as comedian as you will find in this generation. Tired of apologizing about tweets he put years ago that stopped him from hosting the Oscars. And maybe, perhaps, we don't never know the truth unless we ask him. Gave Adam Carolla the idea for his next book. And it's out now. It's called I'm Your Emotional Support Animal, Navigating Our All-Woke, No-Joke Culture. Adam, welcome back.
Great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Adam, you are the Christopher Columbus, am I allowed to say that, of the podcast industry?
Am I allowed to? Are you going, do I have to apologize for calling you that?
Well, I don't want to end up in the river, so watch what you say.
So what do you feel? I just thought there'll be, after reading a lot of your book, and by the way, I paid for it. I downloaded it. So I'm.
Thank you.
The whole apology thing drives you nuts. You will never apologize. Is that correct? Unless you mean it.
Well, look, I have a 13-year-old daughter I apologized to 3 weeks ago because I raised my voice, but I meant it. No, the reason we shouldn't apologize is not because people look, here's the deal. I raised my voice to my daughter. I thought about it and then I apologized. I didn't have an angry mob gather up around my house or on Twitter and command that I apologize. And here's the thing. They don't even want the apology. They want the power of coercing the apology. So you have to really think about the dynamic of what they're asking for. The apology, look, whether it's Drew Brees apologizing or whomever, Kevin Hart, whatever celebrity, whatever, they're not apologizing. They didn't change their mind. You think Drew Brees changed his mind on standing for the flag in the 15 minutes since he made a statement and the outraged mob got hold of him? No. It's an exercise in strength. It's me saying, I have dominion over you. I control you. Apologize. I mean, you can – there's many different forms of control you can have over someone, but demanding that they apologize to you is the ultimate control. And so it's contrition and it's control. And that's what they're seeking, and that's why they never stop. That's why as soon as you apologize, they just move on to the next person and get the next apology, or they'll have you apologize for something else. It doesn't matter. They're drunk on apologies, and they stop when they don't get them. Like, I don't apologize. I say outrageous things every day. I write outrageous things in my book. No one asks me to apologize. Why not?
Because you're not going to, and that's who you are.
Right. So it's like, don't negotiate with hostage takers. If you're a country that negotiates with hostage takers, you get more hostages taken.
You can't show your weakness. So a lot of people think it's progress in society. I look back, I'm not the same person. I'll give you an example. A person that I have listened to for as long as I've gotten had to listen to talk radio is Howard Stern. You're on with him. You're fantastic when you're on with him. I try to listen to him as much as possible, but we have conflicting schedules. So then when someone went back and they saw some skits he did in blackface, and over the weekend I heard all about these Howard Stern blackface stories. Here's Howard Stern handling it. Tell me what you think. Cut to.
Attacking me during the coronavirus and during Black Lives Matter is absolutely f-ing crazy. You want to concentrate on me and bully me and, you know, and expose me, you know, with all the TV shows I've done. They're all out there. There's nothing new here. We all know I was the craziest on radio. You know, I'm excited about gay rights, telling you not to beat up gay people. And I'm excited about the changes that are coming out of Black Lives Matter. Watching that guy choke to death, it's sickening and appalling. And it's ridiculous. And I think real change might be in the air.
So how did he handle it?
I think you're allowed to say I did things once upon a time that I wouldn't do now, and I'm different than I was. And, you know, I used to be against gay marriage. Now I'm for gay marriage. I think you're allowed to say that. Also, you know, there's a big difference between – I think he handled it well is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think there's a big difference between you – doing something that made it into your high school yearbook from the graduating class of 1987 and Drew Brees saying something 15 minutes ago. I mean, think about how we used to talk. Think about what we used to do. Think about, I mean, you know how many people I bullied and I didn't even know it was called bullying them? it was called roughhousing to me. It was called horseplay back then. It was called screwing around. You know what I mean? So I think we're all allowed to look in a rearview mirror and say, you know, what about a relationship? You know, what about my first seven girlfriends? You think I wish I'd handled things better or been less of a clod or whatever? Of course I do. But that's different than me sending out a tweet at 9 a.m. and apologizing and taking it back at 10 a.m.
I hear you. And here's an example, I think, of someone who handled it well. Ellen DeGeneres did something terrible. She was seen with George W. Bush, and it turns out they are friends. Can you believe it? Here's Ellen DeGeneres, right, instead of backing down, saying this, cut 7.
During the game, they showed a shot of George and me laughing together. And so people were upset. They thought, why is a gay Hollywood liberal sitting next to a conservative Republican president? But a lot of people were mad, and they did what people do when they're mad. They tweet. And but here's one tweet that I loved. This person says, Ellen and George Bush together makes me have faith in America again. Here's the thing. I'm friends with George Bush. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. We're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different. When I say be kind one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone.
She's singing your song, right?
Absolutely. And here's an interesting part of that story I always try to highlight when people say to me, you know, well, why are you always going on Fox and selling your book? I say, because CNN and MSNBC won't have me. That's why I'm going on Fox. But there's an interesting part of that story. I never thought about it, but let's picture it because you've experienced it too. Ellen is gay and very liberal. She sat down with a Republican. How come conservatives weren't outraged?
Oh, great point.
And we never even thought of that, right?
Yeah, I never thought of it.
Because it's not our job to be outraged. It's their job to be outraged. Everyone was outraged. Ellen, what are you sitting with this old guy? Well, let's just flip the script. Shouldn't religious conservative people have been outraged that you sat next to this outspoken lesbian? How come no outrage on the right?
Listen, I understand and believe it. Plus, you're friends with Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, famously, I think Jimmy Kimmel is more responsible for killing the skinny health care plan revamp and the end of Obamacare than anybody else. Him and Chuck Schumer, he was doing his monologues every night about that. You two seem to be opposite politically, but he did actually endorse this book in an odd way, and you are best friends. So are you an example of that, or is there tension between you guys?
No, I have tons. You know, it's funny. There's two ways you can approach this in Hollywood. There are the folks that never talk to you again, and then there are the folks who go, hey, we disagree about some political subjects, but he's still a great guy and we're still great friends. Many of those people, including Jimmy in my life.
All right, so good news. More with Adam Carolla right after this. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, you probably have heard hundreds of the Balance of Nature success stories that are played on the radio every day, each hour sometimes. And I want to tell you that not one of these guys are actors, these ladies are actors in their ads. They are real people who have real results, and they receive tens of thousands of success stories each year. So they share them. Their secret to real success is using real food. You can see and smell and taste the difference in the products compared to others. All their ingredients are simply fruits and vegetables. It is that simple. You know what else is great about the Balance of Nature? Sometimes I'm in too much of a rush to eat great. Sometimes you don't feel like defrosting some vegetables. When you order, sometimes you forget to order some fruits and vegetables if you're having things delivered to your house. So that's why Balance of Nature is my answer. Don't wait to see what your daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping at 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code Brian, B-R-I-A-N.
Paid for by Lose Debts. Did you know that the average American household owes over $16,000 in credit card debt? These credit card companies try to lure you in with low starting rates or tons of airline points just to jack up the interest rates after a few months. Before you know it, you're in over your head and struggling to make the minimum payments. It's important to know you're not alone, and Lose Debts has helped thousands of good people just like you avoid the expensive and lengthy bankruptcy process. With our debt reset program, your debt can be reduced by more than half, and all future interest will be eliminated. making you debt-free in as little as 24 months. This is not a loan, and unlike other companies, we do not charge upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. Best of all, we provide a 100% money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? Speak to our agents today at 800-340-3365. That's 800-340-3365. Quit losing sleep over your debt payments. Call us for help. 800-340-3365. Again, 800-340-3365.
This is Fox on Justice. In 1890, Roger and Betty Gregory gave over a piece of land in Richmond, Virginia, for the purpose of putting a monument there, a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. The deed for the land says the monument must stay there in perpetuity, and it's still there, despite strong opposition by those who believe the statue memorializes slavery and racism. In the days since the George Floyd killing, Virginia officials renewed plans to remove the statue. William Gregory, who says he's the great-grandson of the donors of the land, sued, and a judge has granted a temporary injunction. Democrat Governor Ralph Northam.
This is a statue that is divisive. It needs to come down, and we are on very legal, solid grounds to have it taken down.
A lawyer for Governor Northam says, like the Civil War and the fight for civil rights, this legal battle will probably take a long time to resolve. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with Christy Katzman of Labor of Love. Katzman told me she was figuring out her next steps in starting a family when the show came along. She's glad to have audiences now watching this journey and feels there are many out there who can relate.
There's so many women out there who, hey, this feels like their life too. I just turned 40. I had just gotten out of a relationship. I was trying to navigate dating with not a lot of time left to pursue motherhood. And that was challenging, as you might imagine. So the show for me was really that final push to meet someone who was also in the same place and to see what we could build together.
At the end of this show, she doesn't have to pick someone.
What I wanted was to fall in love and to fall in love with the man that I also saw as the future father to my children. But I was also open to other outcomes. You know, I was open to a co-parenting situation.
Though there are dating challenges, and Christy says they really get creative.
But, you know, if the guys thought this started out difficult, they haven't seen anything yet.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
So Adam Kroll is with us now. He's got another great book out. It's so reasonable, so readable. I'm halfway through it, didn't even know. I thought I was reading a column while listening to your podcast because it is totally your voice. It says, I'm your emotional support animal navigating our woke no-joke culture. Now, Adam, on stage, it must be brutal for the average comedian, because if people are getting offended nonstop, let alone, what is it like on stage when you're doing things and you have to point out the contradictions and oddities of society? You always are pointing out ethnic and gender issues. How are you dealing with that material?
I just say, what I mean, look, you read half the book. You think I hold anything back?
No.
I just say it. I just do it. You know, I didn't get into comedy to figure out which way the wind was blowing or what other people wanted me to say. It's always been my stance. Early in my radio career, you know, I was on K-Rock in Los Angeles. It was a hot station for every 15-year-old snowboarder in Orange County. And my program director would say to me, like, don't talk about flying first class, or don't talk about being a millionaire, or don't talk about buying a big house or anything like that. And I was just telling them, I'm not them. They don't want to listen to them. They paid to listen to me. I'm not going to change my – I'm not going to try to figure out what they want to hear. That's the death of creativity. It's the death of all art. I'm going to paint what people want me to paint. I'm going to write a song that I think people want me to write. I'm going to tell a joke that they want, or I won't tell a joke, because I don't do that. If it's funny to me, I say it. That's why I got in this business. I'm a carpenter. I have a trade. I can go back to carpentry if I get run out of show business. And I do want to say this about this book. It's important that your audience support this book, because you got to understand, I'm on an island. I'm independent. I'm a three-time New York Times bestseller. I went to all of my old publishers in Manhattan and I said, I want to write another book after 5 years. And they said, that's a hard pass. None of my former publishers, none of the big publishers, nobody wanted to touch this book. It's top 10 on Amazon right now, but none of them wanted to touch it because of the things I say, because I don't apologize, because of my opinions, because of how much this society has changed in the 10 years since I published my first book.
Wow. And that's another reason to support it. So I'll give you another example. I could not believe how perfect your book and the topic is for what's going on in the country right now. For example, they're pulling Gone with the Wind because this is considered by many people the best movie ever made because of the racial insensitivity, for lack of a better term. So here's Nichelle Turner. She's a CNN contributor, a movie expert. Listen to how she recommends we all handle that. Should we hear it?
Sure.
I wouldn't be in favor of just pulling the film, you know, all the way. But I do think that there is something to be said about maybe adding some context to it, maybe an artist roundtable or discussion along with the film when it comes back. It definitely is a problematic movie in a lot of ways, and I think having a conversation about that is appropriate. But I definitely think that it does deserve to have some conversation with this movie because in the time that it was made, there was a lot of problematics with films made about slavery and the South.
I am for an explanation before the movie rolls. On Gone with the Wind.
First things first. The historical stuff I never get because did we have slaves in that era? Did we fight a war to end slavery? It's like, hey, there wasn't enough people of color in Dunkirk. You know, well, were there people of color who were leaving that beachhead in 1943 or whatever it was? You know what I mean? Like, my whole thing is, it's historical. Whatever, you're recreating the time. When you make a movie from the 50s, you have to get cars from the 50s to drive up and down Main Street. You can't raise your hand and go, those things didn't have catalytic converters. What kind of message are you sending Greta Thunberg? It's historical, you idiots. You can decide whether you like it or not. Maybe you don't like what's coming out of the tailpipe of that Buick. Fine, but that's what they drove in 1955.
I hear you, and I hear the anger, and I hear the pushback. So the question is, if we are such an advanced culture, why was All in the Family the number one show for about 10 years in the 70s? We were laughing at the bigotry. We had risen above it and laughing at the naivete from the Jeffersons to Archie Bunker and his family. I thought that we improved from there, but now we can't even get that in syndication. I can't get my head around. I thought that was progress in the 70s. We were laughing at our old selves, weren't we?
Well, I grew up in a very progressive family. My mom was a full-blown hippie, by the way. You know, sidebar, that's how I learned most of this AOC crap doesn't work. I saw my mom getting welfare and food stamps, and I saw her being ruined by it. But anyway, we watched All in the Family religiously. I was a young kid. My mom was very progressive. We watched that show. We were laughing at Archie Bunker, not with Archie Bunker. And I knew the difference when I was 9.
Not anymore, evidently. We can't do that. A couple other things. In your book, you talk about these new support animals. Since when are we on plane with support animals? When did it be okay to bring a dog on? When did that happen? Did we not need the same support in the 70s and 80s? Why is it okay now?
It's narcissism. It's people gaming the system. Look, I love my dog. That, by the way, the cover of the book, that's my 110-pound black lab, Phil, that's on my lap. That was a funny photo shoot that day. But that is my dog on my lap sitting on an airplane seat on the cover of this book. Yes, I love my dog, and I would love to travel with my dog. But I also remember the golden rule. There's somebody sitting next to me that probably doesn't love Phil as much as I do, and thus I leave him at home. And listen, it's out of control. It's not just dogs now. I mean, people are traveling with llamas and Shetland ponies. I made a joke years ago where I said, like, in a movie called Road Hard, an independent movie I did, I said, when's this going to end? Where are the rules? Can I travel with a Gilligan, my service pelican? Am I going to travel with a pelican? And I'm thinking about it now. It doesn't sound nuts, does it? Somebody traveling with Gilligan, her service pelican.
No, it doesn't. And I just like to point out, too, you have some endorsements that are questionable. Big names, yes. Donald Trump Jr., Tucker Carlson, Bryan Cranston, Jimmy Kimmel, who says to you, within these pages you'll find written proof that Adam Carolla is insane. Doesn't seem like an endorsement. Alec Baldwin also. Adam Carolla is a liar, a whore, a swindler, a degenerate, and a borderline illiterate, but he knows a lot about cars. I mean, a lot. Now, what was the editor's, what was your feeling? Will that help sell books?
We wanted to get a cross-section of yes. everybody to weigh in on this book. I know a lot of my friends on the left know there's going to be things in this book that are totally inflammatory that they can't put their name on. They can't put their stamp of approval on some of the horrible things that are said in the book that are all true. So they just gave the Adams a swindler, a liar, and a whatever version just so it doesn't come back and bite him in the ass at a later date. Because then someone would say to him, oh, you endorse this guy? Look what he wrote in Chapter 7.
It saved him, but his name's there. It's impossible not to think this guy is funny, and it's impossible to read this book and not think you're insightful. Adam Carolla, congratulations on all your success, and do it for America. Buy Adam's book for America. Am I correct?
Well, look, there's not a lot of places for voices like mine anymore. I'm independent. I'm not in the mainstream. If you don't support voices like mine, you're gonna lose them. This wasn't done through any big publisher.
I hear you, and I don't want to lose you. Adam, thanks so much. You're the best.
Thanks, Brian.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411, and we'll send you a link to our free demo. Text money to 411-411 so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The State of Israel came into existence in 1948. Although the United States was the first country to recognize Israel, they were under attack almost immediately. UN Representative Abba Iman speaks on Israel's nationhood.
It would seem to me that after 3,000 years, the time has arrived to accept Israel's nationhood as a fact. For here is the only state in the international community which has the same territory, speaks the same language, and upholds the same faith as it did 3,000 years ago. How grotesque would be an international community which found room for 127 sovereign units and which did not acknowledge the sovereignty of that people which had given nationhood its deepest significance and its most enduring grace.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Louisville, Kentucky police say one person's dead. One person was injured in a shooting at a park hosting protests over Breonna Taylor's death. Reports of shots fired at Jefferson Square Park came in about 9 p.m. Saturday night. Louisville Metro Police said the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department was performing life-saving measures on a male who died at the scene. Shortly after, police were told of a shooting victim across the street at the Hall of Justice. That person was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. We soon could be adding another star to America's flag after the House passed a bill that would grant statehood to Washington, D.C., but it appears to have no chance in the Senate.
Democrats favor and Republicans oppose D.C. statehood, partly due to its implications for Congress. It would almost certainly give Democrats two more seats in the Senate and one in the House. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has already stated he has no plans to bring the bill to the floor. D.C. statehood is also opposed by President Trump, who notes it violates the Constitution, which makes the nation's capital a federal district, so it falls under the jurisdiction of Congress, not the government of the state in which it resides. Bob Agner reporting.
In the latest move to change place names in light of U.S. racial history, leaders of Orange County's Democratic Party are pushing to drop film legend John Wayne's name, statue, and other likenesses from the county's international airport because of his racist and bigoted comments made in a 1971 interview. Protesters still occupying the city's real estate in Seattle's CHOP zone. Pastor Brian Gibson of PeaceablyGather.com went into the zone to witness for Christ and told Salem Radio Network the protests are anything but peaceful.
I can think of about 30 to 50 cars that were simply just full of drug dealers, where you could buy anything and everything you wanted. It was a Costco for drugs. Prostitution was there. Antifa was there.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
This message is for anyone looking for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance, even if you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or taking anxiety meds. Here's an example. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe overweight with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost about $200 a month. We're Term Provider, experts in finding affordable term life insurance for those that may not be in perfect health. If you've had prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or on prescription medications, you may still qualify for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance. Get a quick quote by calling Term Provider at 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085. If you're looking for term life insurance but have type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, or have other health issues, call Term Provider at 800-555-2085 or visit termprovider.com. Termprovider.com.
A group of mostly European investment firms sent a letter to Brazilian ambassadors in their countries to express concern over rising Amazon deforestation.
Storebrand Asset Management collected the signatures of 29 companies that have a total $3.75 trillion in assets under management. The letter says the dismantling of environmental and human rights policies are creating widespread uncertainty about the conditions for investing in or providing financial services to Brazil. It requests the start of dialogue to address the matter.
Correspondent Jeremy House reports the letter was sent to embassies in Norway, Sweden, France, Denmark, Netherlands, the UK, and the US. Unrest continues in Richmond, Virginia, where police say six people were arrested during the latest round of late-night protests at the Robert E. Lee Monument grounds in the capital city. Several officers were shot by paintballs and struck by other hard objects. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. General Motors asking a federal appeals court to overturn an order requiring its CEO to meet with the head of Fiat Chrysler by next week to try to settle a lawsuit related to corruption by union leaders.
GM also asked the appeals court to remove U.S. District Judge Paul Borman from the case. GM is suing crosstown rival FCA, alleging that it got an advantage by paying off union leaders to reduce labor costs during contract talks. FCA's former labor chief is in prison, although the company denies that it directed any prohibited payments. Judge Borman described the lawsuit as a nuclear option that would be a waste of time and resources for years if he allows the case to move forward. Patrick Foss reporting.
From the obituary page, Milton Glaser, the designer who created the I Heart New York logo along with the famous Bob Dylan poster with psychedelic hair, died on Friday, which was his 91st birthday. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Fox News Radio Studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Brian Kilmeade Show coming your direction live at 1211 6th Avenue. We're in New York, but heard around the country. This hour, we're going to be joined by Howard Keitel, President and CEO of the Andrew Jackson Hermitage Foundation. The Hermitage is where Andrew Jackson called home. This orphan ended up being one of the richest people in the country and two-term president, major general. It was a great story, but not good enough for many of these rioters who have defiled his statue in Jacksonville, named after him. In the New Orleans, he saved the city. And in Washington, across from the White House, because he defined a generation. You might not like everything he did, but, man, he was a president that mattered, of impact and importance, and yet they want to destroy his legacy, and many others. We'll talk about that. And Senator Mike Lee is standing by. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I said all along, if the positivity rate or the hospitalization rate increase too much, we have strategies to reduce the spread of COVID-19 without having to return to stay-at-home policies.
And stay-at-home policies are a non-starter, a spike. Houston, in Texas in particular, Houston, Texas is in the most peril. 30 states see a rise in COVID cases, Oklahoma to South Carolina, but another lockdown, thankfully, not on the table. We will bring you the latest.
Number two.
This statue right here embodies the white supremacy and the disempowerment of black people.
Yeah!
That is why we're tearing this statue down.
They're coming for Lincoln today, the Lincoln Emancipation Statue, that is. Can they be stopped? They better be. Meanwhile, the attacks on our history and the statues, monuments that commemorate it continue. The president has asked the U.S. Marshals to get involved, park police to be enacted. More are prepared to respond today. They better.
Number one.
What the decision today is really, it's a good thing for General Flynn. It's a good thing for me. It's a good thing for my family. But it's really a great boost of confidence for the American people in our justice system.
That is Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. He is free, perhaps. Seems like an appeals court finishes what William Barr started, and that's the exoneration of General Flynn on his Federalist charges, and even more memes. And even more names emerge linking the investigation right to President Obama and Vice President Biden. But I want to put that story on hold and talk about the war on history. Senator Mike Lee is a wonderful historian, great writer, and has a passion for our past as well as our present. Senator Lee, through all the turbulence we're going through with this virus, this pandemic, the civil unrest that's led to the destruction of our past, how do you categorize that?
It's a sad development, Brian, and you know, this is a movement. These lawless, violent mobs must be stopped. Law enforcement has to stop them, and our elected leaders need to support the police against the mobs. What we're witnessing really is an all-out war on the founding of our country by the elite liberal media. The New York Times has explicitly said that their 1619 Project is designed to undermine the founding of our country. The author of the 1619 Project has proudly taken credit for the violence and the rioting that we've seen. This has to end, and it has to end now. This is not who we are.
Well, I mean, today at 7 o'clock, they're coming for the Lincoln statue.
Yeah, and this is the president who issued the Emancipation Proclamation, who led a noble effort to overcome slavery. This doesn't make sense. Separate and apart from the dangers to society at large, even to the protesters themselves, that it causes when people lawlessly try to pull down statues. It is internally in conflict with itself. They should be celebrating Abraham Lincoln, not denigrating him, certainly not toppling his statue.
See, in this situation, African-Americans or whoever shows up there, I said in the past, I don't really like the way African-Americans are portrayed. It shows a man. By the way, it's if you research this, it's over an actual American who's a freed slave. And he shows him breaking his chains and standing up on his own, looking muscular. People say, well, no, that's not the image that they want. And my answer to them is, look it up. Frederick Douglass dedicated that statue, wrote a long speech about that statue. It was financed by freed slaves. They raised the money. It was designed by an American in Italy, and he'd gone into detail about what he did about it. I don't think any statue can live up from generation to generation to generation. I never thought we were even categorizing it that way.
Yeah, we certainly shouldn't be, and that right there brings up another point, Brian. This is something I discussed with Shannon Bream the other day, that these statues, in addition to all the other arguments, all the historical arguments, everything else, they're not their property. Look, if somebody owns a statue and they want to deface a statue that they own, go right ahead. It seems foolish to me, but do it if you want to. But you can't take something that belongs to someone else and destroy it without that person's permission. In the case of something that's owned by a city or a state or the federal government, the appropriate response to that is to get elected officials to act if you don't like a particular statue or if you're offended by it. But it's not appropriate to just take the law into your own hands and decide that you're going to destroy it. That's wrong. We've got to stop it.
So what I worry about, too, is people say, well, if they want to vote for it, move Washington. If the state legislature wants to vote for it, move Jefferson. I think that at one point we got to say, wait a second. No one thinks these people were perfect. No one thinks slavery was okay. But there would be no America without them in many cases. So where do you draw the line there? If a left-wing legislature is elected in a city that happens to have James Madison or George Washington, are we supposed to just accept they're going to be spray-painted, defiled, and thrown into a lake? Are we really out of power?
Certainly not. In any community, in any country where I ever live, if government officials decide to oust statues of Madison or Washington or Lincoln or people like this, I'll certainly be against it. But as you say, there's no one who claims that those people were perfect. They themselves didn't claim that they were perfect. Nonetheless, they played an important role in our history, and they had very good qualities, and they had a very significant and strong impact on our country, which we ought to remember. When we write out our own history, we do so at our own peril. And, you know, I thought of you the other night when they were trying to pull down the Andrew Jackson statue in Washington. You wrote a great book, as I recall, a few years ago about Jackson. He's a fascinating figure in American history. He did some bad things. There's no question about that. But he's also a fascinating historical figure. If for no other reason other than that he's interesting and he made his mark on this country and he loved this country, why not leave him up? Sure, we can talk about the good things he did and the bad things he did, too. They don't have to take down the statue.
I never thought it was even in play until recently, and then I found out, and I'll talk to Howard Keitel about this shortly, that they're most worried about New Orleans because there is a real a political movement to move him out of New Orleans. The battle that defined him, that had him defeat the British famously in 45 minutes, the same army that defeated Napoleon, we crush with an army that was put together in the span of 3.5 weeks. To me, you can't even dispute him as a military leader. You want to talk to him about controversy as a president, the Indian Removal Act. You want to talk to him about being a Democrat. You're a big-time Republican. This is a Democratic president. And Jacksonville, named after him, they're very worried there. There's security 24 hours. What I also shows me that this whole movement isn't something to give homage to African-Americans who were taken here against their will. And I'm convinced of that about what happened with Wisconsin yesterday. They threw in to the lake Colonel Hans Christian Haig, who is a Norwegian abolitionist who fought with the Union. They destroyed a statue and threw it in the lake. I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah, I was curious about that when I saw that. I thought, gosh, maybe there's something that I'm not aware of with Norwegian abolitionist immigrants to the United States. Maybe there's some horrific crime that they engaged in. No. His crime was that he stood up for the rights of his fellow beings and that he demanded that slaves be freed. Either that or his statue happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, and so they decided to take it down. This is silly. And, you know, I understand that people have emotions that run high, and sometimes they do things that are foolish. But what I don't understand is why people who are supposedly part of polite, educated society stand back, watch this, and do nothing to decry it, do nothing to distance themselves from it, do nothing to say this is wrong. And instead, many of them are taking credit for it, and I find that shameful.
Well, put it this way. I've mentioned you over the last few days. You, Tom Cotton, and Marco Rubio, the only ones who really are expressing outrage about what we're witnessing. We certainly don't see it from one single Democrat. To me, this is not a Republican-Democrat issue. This is something I would think would happen if we were invaded by another country. They would go to our statue, our founding fathers, and look to send a message. We're doing it to ourselves. Now, the president has taken action. He has the U.S. He's told the U.S. Marshals to prepare to help protect these monuments. He also says a 10-year prison sentence for anyone caught defiling one of the monuments. Do you think this will help?
Yes, it undoubtedly would. I mean, look, people will often do what they think they can get away with, and if they can do something without so much as a whimper or so much of a vocalized objection from someone saying stop or I'll ask you to stop again, and then they might continue doing bad things. If, on the other hand, they believe that there's a substantial probability that they'll be arrested, charged, and convicted and serve some time in prison, perhaps they won't do it. This is intuitive. We know this to be true, and so I applaud President Trump for taking action. It was sad to me a few weeks ago when we had a couple of hundred Utah National Guard special forces called to Washington, D.C., by the D.C. National Guard, by the way, to help protect D.C. While they were here, they were essentially evicted from their hotel by order of the mayor of Washington, D.C. I found that absolutely disgraceful, and I hope that sort of thing won't ever happen again.
Yeah, it is a disgrace. I just want you to hear Ken Burns on Confederate statues, you know, the famed historian.
What I know from my reading of history is that the Confederate monuments have to go. We see that these are not monuments to history and heritage, but they're an attempt to rewrite history and to essentially celebrate a...
So you got the spirit of what he says. How do you feel about that?
Well, look, I'm no fan of the Confederacy. I think it was an evil design, and what they were standing for was wrong. That doesn't mean that you have to wipe out any and all memory of the Confederacy. In fact, I think I don't always quote Forrest Gump in radio interviews, but in that movie, Forrest Gump himself acknowledges that he was named after a Civil War Confederate leader. And he said, my mama named me that to remind me that sometimes folks do things that don't make any sense. And, you know, sometimes it can be helpful to us to remember our history. And just as importantly, Brian, to remember the healing that we were able to achieve at the end of that war. It's one of the reasons why we've left them up, I think, to acknowledge that, yeah, we had these states that broke away, that formed their own country, that went to war against us, all in pursuit of an evil institution called slavery. And yet, after we won that war, we brought them back as fellow citizens, not as a captured territory. And I think that can be a good lasting reminder to the American people about how we can heal in spite of our differences and even after conflict.
Right, and that was what I understand is so important about Robert E. Lee's legacy. He's the one who said, stand down and get back to the country. Senator Mike Lee wrote a great book, Our Lost Declaration, America's Fight Against Tyranny from King George to the Deep State. We have a lot to talk to him about, but this is another area of his expertise we wanted to open up the show with. Senator Mike Lee, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Brian.
You got it. When we come back, it's your turn. 1-866-408-7669. We're still talking about the Michael Flynn case. We'll let you hear some of that. Are you concerned about the coronavirus situation? We'll let you hear. I want to hear from you on that. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, you probably have heard hundreds of the Balance of Nature success stories that are played on the radio every day, each hour sometimes. And I want to tell you that not one of these guys are actors, these ladies are actors in their ads. They are real people who have real results, and they receive tens of thousands of success stories each year. So they share them. Their secret to real success is using real food. You can see and smell and taste the difference in the products compared to others. All their ingredients are simply fruits and vegetables. It is that simple. You know what else is great about the Balance of Nature? Sometimes I'm in too much of a rush to eat great. Sometimes you don't feel like defrosting some vegetables. When you order, sometimes you forget to order some fruits and vegetables if you're having things delivered to your house. So that's why Balance of Nature is my answer. Don't wait to see what your daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code Brian, B-R-I-A-N.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Stock market, have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411, and we'll send you a link to our free demo. Text money to 411-411 so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A reunion between a hero nurse and her daughters makes today's Dean's List. The heartwarming moment was captured when Suzanne Vaughn finally reunited with her family after being apart for 9 weeks. Suzanne has been working double shifts for England's NHS at Queen Elizabeth Hospital. After more than 2 months working round the clock in the ICU, she finally had the chance to hug her daughters and to finally put her girls first. In the emotional moment, she quietly creeped up behind the sofa, surprising both Bella and Hetty, who had been staying with their Aunt Charlotte in Peterborough. Suzanne says she brought them to her sister's home because she wanted to keep them safe and because she works in the hospital and was exposing herself to the virus every day. The single mom says it was a difficult decision, but it was a sacrifice she wanted to make. So many others have made the same sacrifices, and she says she wanted to help people and to fight the virus. Thank you to Suzanne and all the hero workers who have risked their lives to help others. We are so grateful. Janice Dean, Fox News.
America together.
Nicholas Bubeck has become a young entrepreneur at just 6 years old, starting his own business while being stuck at home due to the coronavirus pandemic.
I made one plane, and then my baby brother tried to take it away. So then I made one for him. Then a light bulb came on, and I said, hey, my business should be selling craft planes.
The Simple Arts and Crafts project turned into Nicholas creating and selling homemade airplanes through his company website called Creations by Nicholas.
So I started making my planes so people could imagine they're on a plane going anywhere they want to.
After spending the first part of his life in NICU as a baby, Nicholas is donating a dollar from every plane to the Triple Heart Foundation, supporting families with infants in neonatal intensive care. And the Arizona native also established the Kits for Kids program, which sends free plane kits to any child personally impacted by the coronavirus. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
America together.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1994. Senator Ted Kennedy.
Jackie would have preferred to be just herself, but the world insisted that she be a legend, too.
Police in Anaheim say they are following a white Ford Bronco, and that is O.J. Simpson with a gun to his head.
You guys have got to be strong because you are, which I just know, I just feel in my heart that you're okay, but you got to take care of each other.
Susan Smith has been arrested and will be charged with two counts of murder in connection with the deaths of her children.
It's not a Republican victory. It's not a Democratic victory. It is the American people making a set of choices.
Can you get someone over here now to 325 Gretna Green? He's back. Please.
Okay, what does he look like?
He's O.J. Simpson. I think you know his record.
News as it happened then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
People having fun that they can go out and pull down a statue and have the mistaken assumption that black people are sitting around cheering for them. Say, oh my God, look at these white people. They're doing something so important to us. They're taking down a statue of a Civil War general who fought for the South. You know, black people, in my opinion, black people laugh at white people who do this. The same way we laugh at white people who say, we got to take off the TV shows.
That is Bob Johnson, a billionaire, CEO, founder of BET. It's always great to get his perspective. Look, he also wants reparations. So I'm not saying I agree with everything, but that's his perspective. Is it yours? Nancy, you're in Jackson, Mississippi. Nancy, what's on your mind?
Well, I was thinking, with all these fools trying to take statues down, has anybody thought that in Germany they leave the concentration camps open for people to see so we don't repeat the past?
And if people try to use, if some deranged Nazi fascist wants to go there for inspiration, they're looked at as that's aberrant behavior. People note who's there. I think Confederate statue, how do you feel about seeing a Confederate statue in Jackson, Mississippi?
It doesn't bother me. I mean, it does. It's history. You cannot repeat it. And they're trying to get rid of everything down here, and it's disgusting. You know, and
they're trying to change your flag.
I think it's a reminder of the past. What not to do. And so why take it down? I just don't get it. Of course, my opinion is not popular down here. But it's just, you know, and I know most people are against it, but I just don't see how you can take something down that's not going to change what happened.
I know. It's a talk, you know, Nancy, I know what you mean. It's a talking point. You walk by and there's Robert E. Lee and you say, you know, he was offered a commission in the North and he turned it down to fight in the South. And he was married into the Washington family, thought he was doing the right thing. 200,000 to 300,000 people, Americans died. He was absolutely wrong. What he did, he never wanted a monument, but what he did in having reconciliation and with his leadership skills, he was able to give us a shot at coming together again, and we did. Nate in Rockland. Nate.
Yeah, I'm just very concerned that Joe Biden is never going to have to answer to why he wanted to investigate Michael Flynn because of using the Logan Act. He completely lied in an interview to George Stephanopoulos. He said he had nothing to do with any investigation. He knew that they were investigating him, and he had nothing to do with it. Even when in the follow-up, he said that.
And Nate, what you're referring to is the proof that Peter Strzok's notes showed the vice president was the first one to bring up the Logan Act on January 5th, investigating the incoming national security advisor. So he is knee-deep in this, and that was exposed yesterday. And believe me, he's going to get asked. If he was asked from Stephanopoulos in the spring, he's going to get roasted in the summer and blown up, I believe, in verbally, blown up in the debates. Nate, it's all coming together. At the very least, it's being exposed. This president had the Mueller report, which was unnecessary and unneeded, and he had the Obama people.
Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it on demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to Everyone Talks to Liz.
You have to come clean and accept it and take full responsibility for it. And then just make sure that somewhere in your mind, you chalk it up to, okay, you learn from great experiences when you win, but you also learn from all those experiences where it doesn't feel good. And you've fallen and you scraped your knees.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching News and Fearless Debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek.
The host of Making Money with Charles Payne. Have you been surprised at all by the movement of the market?
The initial plunge caught me off guard. It was certainly more than I anticipated, but I wasn't surprised at the rebound. And that's because of why our economy hit the skids. We voluntarily shut it down. This is more like the natural disaster, not a man-made disaster.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Class dismissed.
Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it on demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and make it Hammer Time with Bill Hemmer.
Tim Murtaugh, welcome to the program.
It's great to be with you, Bill. Thank you.
How do you gauge the effect of the coronavirus on this election?
It's a time when the president's leadership came out. I think the direct contrast between what people have seen from the president and what people have not seen from Joe Biden, and quite literally not seen Joe Biden.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Gore Vidal is best known as an American novelist and known as one of the most prominent liberal public intellectuals of the 20th century. Here is Vidal in the early 60s on the political state of art in the U.S.
You're born into a society and you are shaped by it, whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not. Each of us is born into a prison of received opinion, of superstition, and of prejudices. Now, one of the functions of art is to try and define the prison. A, the artist must know he's in it, and many of them don't, and those are the bad artists. They just take it for granted. This is the way things are. They don't know that there are worlds, as Shakespeare said, there is a world elsewhere. They don't see anything past these bars. The prison is going to break you eventually, but you can at least get a look out. And it's the lookout that is art.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. Heated debate over proposals to defund the police as an answer to racist treatment of African Americans.
What's it going
to
feel like when you call 911 and somebody says, well, we're on a 30-minute delay because we don't have the people?
Bob Gualtieri heads up the Florida Sheriff's Association. He says defunding is unrealistic.
There are bad guys out there that commit crime and want to hurt people.
Supporters say moving tax money away from policing can improve things. Howard University law professor Justin Hansford points to the opioid crisis.
They found ways to make it a public health issue and not a policing issue.
Georgetown law professor Christy Lopez says people should listen to the ideas instead of reacting out of fear.
And they think about, what if my house gets broken into, or what if, you know, I'm mugged? I need to be able to call somebody. And so they don't understand that it's a call to begin remaking public safety in a very deliberate way.
With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Last night we stopped an attack on a great monument, the monument of Andrew Jackson in Lafayette Park. And I just want to thank law enforcement. They did a great job. We were working very closely with the White House Secret Service and some of our executives. They did a great job. They stopped the call. Numerous people are in jail and going to jail today.
And they better know that they will go to jail if they could continue this. One person extremely worried, as I am, is a man who knows as much about Andrew Jackson and spends his life and every waking minute keeping that legacy alive. Howard Keitel joins us, president and CEO of the Andrew Jackson Hermitage Foundation and the Hermitage, really the grounds. Howard, how are you?
Good morning, Brian. I am well. How are you?
We thought when we talked about this 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, we thought the worst was over. We remember the grave was defiled, and now you have cameras back there. But the worst is not over. How do you feel about it?
Well, it's clear. To say it's troubling is an understatement. And I'm trying to wrap my mind around the situation and look at it from all perspectives. But the statues of Jackson, especially the one in front of the White House, was commissioned by Congress. It's a monument that Congress wanted. It was installed prior to the Civil War, and was meant to be a tribute to Jackson, who. A flawed person, clearly, but also a consequential United States president who led a new wave of democracy for this country that may be antiquated by 21st century standards, but in his time was the cutting edge of how the country was moving and to open up the ability to vote and the common man's participation in government. So he represents some really forward thinking, as well as some challenges that we, know well about.
Yeah, I mean, the Indian Removal Act, we talked about this the other night, just to get clear, because there's so much misinformation out there. He helped write it. It was the number one issue of the day. But he was out of office when Martin Van Buren almost misinterpreted the plan and had these American Indian tribes originally cut with the Cherokees marching across the country in winter conditions, many of which died a horrible death. And that's what Andrew Jackson's greatest critic harp on.
Well, that's correct. And the I think what's misinterpreted often is that what Jackson did in pushing through Congress the Indian Removal Act, which Congress approved and he signed, had been a challenge for presidents since Washington. So it was not new to Jackson. He's the one that kind of pushed it through as a defined policy. But it was not so much racial hatred or racial prejudice. That was part of it, as more greed, because the Native Americans sat on millions and millions of acres of land. Much of it was prime for cotton growing, which was the economic engine of the early 19th century. And, Americans wanted that land to grow cotton and expand the economy of the nation. So it was as much or more so greed. I don't know if that makes what they did to Native Americans any better, but it was driven by greed as opposed to hatred, especially in Jackson's case. I think he opposed anyone who appeared to be an enemy of the United States, but also worked with Native Americans in some instances.
Howard, here you are defending a historic character. I never thought we'd be at this point. You were at the Monticello before you got there, right? Before you got to Hermitage.
I worked at Monticello while I was in graduate school.
So you have a sense of Jefferson, not perfect, but sensational, indispensable, I would add, to a degree Jackson the same way. And you told me the other night, as worried you were about Jackson in across from the White House, you worried about the Jackson statue in New Orleans and in Jacksonville. What has happened to them?
The one in Jacksonville, which is the newest of them, they're all replicas of each other. The one in Jacksonville has been vandalized two nights in a row now, spray painted, and the statue itself and the base of it has been spray painted. The one in New Orleans has been under armed guard for weeks now, but has been under threat for several years. It's the one that has attracted the most amount of attention, but it's probably in the most public space of all of them because it's in Jackson Square in the center of New Orleans. So those all three of them have been under attack this week, really. There hadn't been much about the Lafayette Square statue in front of the White House until this week. It had been pretty quiet about it.
Right. And then what were your thoughts when you watched the chain go around his neck and the ropes around the horse and you saw that wild mob? I mean, what was going through your mind and the rest of your committee's mind?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm a history nerd. So what immediately came to my mind was in the beginning of the American Revolution when Bostonians pulled down the statue of King George. And it was like, there they are throwing ropes around a statue and trying to pull it over to represent their overthrow of an idea. And I think in this case, it's people are seeing Jackson as representing, social injustice. He was a slave owner and clearly the Indian Removal Act, as we've discussed, and that they're reacting to those policies and Jackson being emblematic of those policies, and it's a way to get back at them in a very visible way.
Yeah, I just think if we were invaded, that's what I expected would happen. They would pull down our statue of the founding fathers and presidents. I want you to hear what the president's doing. Cut 11.
We have the Monuments Act already, which means 10 years in jail. But I think we're going to consolidate various things. We're going to come out with a very strong executive order, and I should have that by the end of the week, which is fast approaching.
Will that help?
I think it will depend on the responsiveness of people or of the, of federal authorities. But can they protect all of the monuments? I mean, the Jackson statue is right in front of the White House, the one in Washington. It seems like that's the one that would have the easiest level of protection. And I think it would then vary from location to location and type of statue one to the other. But, you know, we've seen many other presidents and public figures, as the attitudes about them change, we've seen statues being proposed to be removed. Theodore Roosevelt in New York, for instance, buildings being renamed. So what we're seeing is a huge shift in public thinking about our own past and a very complicated past. And yesterday, Senator Lamar Alexander from Tennessee made just some fabulous statements, but he said to the effect that if you want to find perfect people, you're not going to find them in American history. They all have clay feet.
By the way, any country's history.
Yes, that's true.
And it's around the world, too. I mean, other countries, especially Britain, they're finding problems with their generals and others, and they're looking to pull down their statues. So I never thought that if you didn't like something about history, you'd destroy it. I thought you'd just study it. I think that's how. Do you believe this is a phase, or do you believe that we should address this comprehensively with a clear mind? For example, do you put the Confederate statues, as a historian, in a separate category than the president's?
Yes, I would. To my mind, the Confederacy was a rebellion against this mighty experiment of the United States and our Constitution and constitutional law, and it was a rebellion against it. So I see the Confederate monuments as something different than the tributes to our presidents and to the people who, in limited ways, but in one fashion or another, help move the country forward to the country we have today, which is also troubled. But one hopes that with each generation, in each cycle, we become better. And I really do think we have been. If you look, I think of the country as an evolution, and we've been evolving from a far more restricted democracy 250 years ago, or almost, than the one we have today. And it's a progression. And I see Jackson as a step in that direction. I see Lincoln as a step. Franklin Roosevelt, I think other presidents have each one in varying degrees moved the country forward and moved to fulfill that we the people statement that the Constitution begins with.
Howard Keitel, thanks so much. Right now, is there security in all three major statues? Is there another place? There's a Jackson statue you're concerned about?
Well, there's one here in Tennessee as well, and the state is caring for that.
All right, and what about you guys? Are you secured?
We are. We have beefed up security. There's been a lot of concern about that, and we've actually had several private donors make contributions to us to beef up our security. They've been concerned about this National Historic Landmark site.
Howard Keitel, thanks so much. Thanks for what you do for the Andrew Jackson
Brian,
Hemorrhage.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
All right. 1-866-408-7669. A lot going on. We're also seeing that the President of the United States is going to be in Wisconsin today. He's going to be on television with Sean Hannity tonight on a town hall. When we come back, I want to take your calls, but also go over some disturbing polls if you're a supporter of the president. He's trailing almost in double figures in every battleground state, very similar to 4 years ago. But now we got a pandemic, and we have civil unrest, and all the other challenges, and a different opponent. Brian Kilmeade Show.
On air, online, and on demand for 10 years.
I tell you, you are always the first person I'm listening to in the morning.
I would like to compliment you on having the best show on radio. Thank you.
We've got a craving for a conservative like you.
You guys are telling the truth, and I couldn't tell you how thankful we are.
I just want to thank you for being cheerful and, you know, making me laugh every day.
It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Paid for by Lose Debts. Did you know that the average American household owes over $16,000 in credit card debt? These credit card companies try to lure you in with low starting rates or tons of airline points just to jack up the interest rates after a few months. Before you know it, you're in over your head and struggling to make the minimum payments. It's important to know you're not alone, and Lose Debts has helped thousands of good people just like you avoid the expensive and lengthy bankruptcy process. With our debt reset program, your debt can be reduced by more than half, and all future interest will be eliminated, making you debt-free in as little as 24 months. This is not a loan, and unlike other companies, we do not charge upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. Best of all, we provide a 100% money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? Speak to our agents today at 800-340-3365. That's 800-340-3365. Quit losing sleep over your debt payments. Call us for help. 800-340-3365. Again, 800-340-3365.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411, and we'll send you a link to our free demo. Text money to 411-411 so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Did you hear the news? Now you can, with instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines, daily coronavirus developments, the economy, and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News, America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier, because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it on demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, The Campaign with Bret Baier.
President Trump and former Vice President Biden will have to offer Americans their best policy ideas for racial inequality, public health, and, of course, the U.S. economy. Founding editor at the Washington Free Beacon, Matthew Cotinetti.
If the public has judged the president's response to be a failure, then he needs to move to a different set of issues as quickly as possible.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcast.com. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, download Perino and Steigerwald. I'll tell you what.
I noticed that the Democrats were very critical of the government. And fine, okay, whatever. But their solutions were more government. But government is not working at all. And look, I understand that the state unemployment systems got overwhelmed. But 36 million people who have filed for unemployment, 16 million of them have yet to see a dime.
It's amazing.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News. Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Now they're looking at Jesus Christ. They're looking at George Washington. They're looking at Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Not as long as I'm here. As far as Democrats are concerned, I think they could care less whether or not it happens. And I think the American people get it. So we're going to have a very strong executive order, and it'll happen very quickly before the end of the week.
That's the President of the United States talking about take action. It's true. Democrats are invisible. Not one. Terry, listen on WDBO in Orlando. Hey, Terry.
Yeah. Hey, Brian. Hey, I'd like to say I'm really tired of listening to all the experts on your show and every other show apologize and preface everything they say about America about, well, we're flawed, or this person was flawed, or that person was flawed. I would just like to say, you name me one other country on this world that 17 Cubans will get into a 10-foot John boat and brave the straits to come across the ocean to our banks. You name me one other country where people will pay a coyote to bring them across hundreds of miles of desert with their kids, not knowing if they're going to live or die. You name me one other country where people will crawl into the wheel well of a jet airliner, not knowing if they're going to be crushed, dropped, or froze to death on the trip.
Good point. But, Terry, I mean, you could have great pride like you do, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate you listening. But you could also say, hey, wait a second. You know, they had slavery back then. We can never subscribe to that. African Americans have a different sensibility for it because it could be their direct heritage. So I think you can acknowledge that and acknowledge what a great country we are, the best ever. I think you could have both things be true. But I know I hear you in your voice. You're getting tired of the negativity. So am I. Appreciate it. Also, I think, just to go over those polls, as I promised, so head-to-head, Joe Biden is benefiting by doing nothing, doing absolutely nothing. He can't even put a word together, two words together, but he's winning. In the New York Times Siena poll, he's beating Trump by 14 points nationally. He held a 21-point lead among independents. He has a 22-point lead among women, a 28-point lead among white college-educated voters overall. When he comes to the battleground states, he's trailing in Michigan, Arizona. He's trailing in Wisconsin. He's trailing in Florida. He's trailing in North Carolina. The president's been like this before, but it's up to him to get the message together that is going to resonate as well as the performance. Right now, he's grading low on the pandemic as it comes up in numbers. You might say, well, he's doing all he can do. Okay, you're voting for him. What's it going to take to get other independents to vote for him? One of which is going to be exposed Joe Biden, who is not ready for this. He does not have what it takes to be in that position. Ion is in Nevada. Ion, what's on your mind?
I want to know why we would possibly deploy National Guard without having them armed. It sounds crazy to protect anything and have them subject to have bricks thrown at them and feces and urine and not have them armed.
I did not know they weren't armed. I mean, when I walked through Penn Station, they're armed. They got rifles. So that's
okay, well,
the New York.
I'm hearing on Fox News that they are being deployed without arms.
Well, we're going to look into that. I will find out because they, along with the marshals, are supposed to keep these statues done. Today at 7 o'clock, safe. Today at 7 o'clock, they're going after Lincoln. They telegraphed it, so I think that'll be stopped. But still, Aaron, listen on KZRG Joplin. Aaron.
Hey, Brian, I was just curious why all these people that are so offended about statues, why they're not demanding all the federal buildings in West Virginia named after Robert Byrd be renamed, because he was a grand wizard of the KKK.
Yep. Yeah.
Joe Biden's mentor.
Yeah, he did a lot of things to impress Joe Biden. Joe Biden gave, I think, his eulogy, the lead eulogy for his burial, I guess, less than 10 years ago. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Janet, listen to Mountain Park, Nevada. Janet.
Oh, I'm actually in Mountain Top, Pennsylvania.
But... Oh, okay, my fault. What's on your mind?
No. Hey, my mom is 86, and she's in a nursing facility. And, you know, if I ever get to see her again because of our ridiculous governor, but her favorite place in the world is Gettysburg, and she is absolutely terrified. Those statues are going to be gone. Our history is going to be gone. What's your suggestion on what I tell her? Because I can't tell her at this point they're being protected.
Are they?
I don't know.
Yeah,
you tell me.
I would drive by and check it out or go online. I would hope your governor would understand what Gettysburg means to this country and to Pennsylvania. I would hope a university's right there, too. I would hope your governor gets that. But the fact that you don't know is scary because they're coming. They would love to get their hands on some of those monuments there and the battlefield in particular. Janet, thanks so much. Listen, the Hermitage first time was attacked. They didn't even have cameras in the back, and Andrew Jackson's grave was defiled. They rectified that. Hopefully Gettysburg's got enough revenue to do the same thing. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, staying at home has taken a toll on us. It's time to fight back. If you're ready to get back to feeling free and physically great again, we'll send you a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC and Walgreens. Yes, we want every man in America over 40 to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. So we're giving away complimentary bottles of Nugenix Total T. You can get yours right now just by texting BEACH to 321-321. Nugenix has the patented key ingredient Testofit, which helps boost free testosterone and total testosterone levels and increase muscle mass. Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance. Text BEACH to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text BEACH to 321-321 right now. Text BEACH to 321-321. That's BEACH to 321-321.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Reverend Jesse Jackson made a run for the presidency in 1984. In a speech, he apologized for remarks made referring to New York as, quote, Heimy Town.
If in my high moments I have done some good, shed some light, healed some wounds, if in my low moments, in word, deed, or attitude, through some error of temper, taste, or tone, I have caused anyone discomfort, created pain that was not my truest self. If there were occasions when my grape turned into a raisin and my jaw bell lost its resonance, please forgive me. Charge it to my head and not to my heart.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.